Blog Talk Radio.
We came to let you know tonight that there is a man that got all power in his hands. And I don't care what kind of trouble you get in tonight, he'll always be your friend. He'll always stand by your side. And I can't find no better words than to say tonight than to express this song that I'm singing, no other than this right here. Jesus will never say no. That's what my mama told me when I was nothing but a little boy. She said, when you grow up, son, remember I told you, he'll never say no.
Jesus Christ to each and everyone here, all the listeners, to Brother Debo, Brother Tim, Brother Dahl. I just thank God for being here. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for truly every day of our lives He keep us covered in the blood of Jesus. And I just thank and I praise God for that. And I just ask you to open your ears tonight, and we're going to get this through. We're going to talk tonight on sin. We're going to talk on sin tonight. And I just want to say, for all the listeners, if you have a question, we will be happy to answer you pertaining to what's going on as far as the subject is concerned. Or if you just want to testify, if you just want to talk about your problem, we're here to listen.
Yes.
But anything other than what the program is actually for tonight, please, please call us back on Tuesday. And we'll be happy to answer any question that you have Tuesday evening, same time, same channel, with Brother D as our host. And I just thank God for that. So we're going to go into this. Before we get started, I hear Brother Debo in the background, and we're going to ask him to open us up with a prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good evening, sisters and brothers. Bible said, be ye also ready.
Good evening.
Brother D, true that wasn't ready, but the Bible said, be ready. And he told us that because we never know when, nor where he will call you. I'm asking my brothers and sisters, if you ever bow your head, give God your heart, give God your ear, pray with us as we pray. Father God, we come to you this evening. Come to whisper a word of thanks. Father, we thank you for allowing us just to wake up this morning to be blessed to see you another day. Another day, Lord, among the land of the living and not the dead. Father, we just want to tell you thank you for what you have done in our lives. We thank you for the blessings that you've already passed
down our
way. We thank you for blessing our children, our mothers and fathers. Father, we just thank you. We ask that you continue to look upon us, Lord, continue to guide us, continue to keep us, Father.
Knowing that
at some point in time, Father, we may go astray, but we thank you for giving us a word that we can come back home. You said we could repent. He said we could repent, Lord, and we just want to tell you thank you for it. We thank you for allowing us to come to you, allowing us to come to the throne of grace and give you our problems. You told us to bring them to you and leave them. We thank you, Father, for having us so sure that you can carry the weight of the world on your shoulder. And we just want to tell you thank you. Father, we ask that you look upon this program tonight that we are about to mark up on. We pray that whatever the hosts say, that you would touch your tongue, touch your heart, touch your mind.
Thank you, Lord,
that you would work through the 66, Lord. We pray, Father, that whoever called in tonight, that whatever is bothering them, whatever the problem they may be suffering or having to deal with, whatever the situation may be, Lord, we pray, Father, that you, Lord, do just what you said in your word. You said before we call, you've already answered. You said, why we're just speaking, you've already heard.
Amen.
So, Father, whatever comes our
Thank
way,
you,
we ask that you hear it first. That you were here first.
Yeah.
Give us the words to say.
Yeah.
In the name
Thank
of Jesus.
You,
Lord, we love
Thank
you, Lord.
You,
Lord, we truly
Jesus.
Place no one above you. Continue to bless,
yes,
Father.
God.
Lord, Jesus, bless them among many.
Thank you,
we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You,
I thank God for that wonderful prayer. I tell you, it's always a blessing to bring God before we do anything. Bring Jesus' attention to us. Before we do anything,
put him first.
Let him know that we love him and that whatsoever we do, we are leaning and depending on him.
Put him first.
Praises be to God.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk tonight. Yes.
Sister Marion, can you hear me? I just wanted to say before you get started, you know, sometimes it's best to give your flowers while you can smell them, and I just want to tell you, I personally thank you so much for dedicating your time and your spirit, your love, your dedication, your loyalty to doing what you do. I thank you. If nobody else tells you, I want to tell you, I appreciate you. I thank you for what you do because you don't have to do it, and I want to tell you that we love you. We appreciate what you do for us. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Brother Tim. You know, it's always a blessing to hear that you appreciate it. And it's a blessing to even be in a position to do God's will. It's exciting for me to be able to tell people about Jesus. It's exciting to me to be able to go through this type of program that I'm going through. And I thank God for each Wednesday night, he see us through it. And I tell you, Brother Tim, Brother D, Brother Doc, I love you. I love you. I love you because y'all are always supporting me. And I thank God for that. And I thank the listeners, for they are supporting me as well. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Okay. At this time, we're going to talk on sin. I was thinking on something else, but I ended up at this subject. And you know, I've learned that whatsoever God gives you, there's a reason for it. And the meaning of sin is purposely disobeying the rules of God. I'm going to say that one more time. Sin is purposely disobeying the rules of God. And we have so many people that ignore the rules of God, refuse to obey the rules of God, don't want to obey because that will be boring to them, or they can't live up to their friends' expectations. But see, it's not the friend's expectation you want to live up to. It is God's expectation. That's the expectation we want to live up to, Jesus' expectation. Glory be to God. So we're going to go to 1 John 3 and 4. It says, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgressing of the law. And when you think about it, you know, I don't know if any of the hearers have ever just sit down and thought about sin, even connected to yourself. Sit down and thought about how you sin and how you could do better, how you sin and how you could get to Jesus, because you don't want to live this life anymore. Now, sin is a personal offense against God. I'm going to repeat that again. Sin is a personal offense against God. See, we want to show God what we don't have to do his will.
Look
see,
at
what we got to look at while we are living in sin and purposely disobeying God, we better look at the fact that God is the last one that's going to be standing. It is God is going to receive us into his kingdom. It is God who's going to send us to hell. Everyone that disobeyed him and does not want to live by his law, because they feel like out in the world they can do better. But see, I don't see where you can do any better, Brother Debo, than walk the streets of God.
Amen. Amen.
I don't see where you can do any better, Brother Tim, than to be able to look up on God's face every day. I can't see where you can do better when your express job is to just worship and glorify him every day. So I would choose heaven over hell.
Over hell.
Sin is not the way to go. Now, the wrath of God is being revealed against ungodliness and wickedness of man who refuses to acknowledge the truth by their wickedness. God has not hid from man. He has made himself plain for all men to see. Now, you say, how did God make himself plain? He made himself plain in the very beginning of time. Our Bible tells us in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He did not create the heaven and the earth by hiding, not letting anybody know what he was doing, but he stood and he created the heaven and the earth. And he gave this to Moses so that he could write it. See, Moses was not here during the time that God created heaven and earth. But he gave that inspiration. He gave that information. He gave it to Moses so that he could write it, so that man could see him and see who he is. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And without going through everything, I'm just going to go with verse 2. It said, and the earth was without Form and Void.
Mm-hmm.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now listen now. When God first looked at this earth, it had no shape. It had no form, Brother D. And see, our history books tell us now that the earth is round. But our Bible tells us when God looked out from the deep, from the dark, there was no form on this earth. And it said it was void. There was nothing in it. Now, we're talking about the God that we choose to sin against every day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Was that somebody who wanted to say something?
No. Come on. Come
okay.
on.
Okay. Okay. Now, the earth was void. There was nothing. And then it said, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, I want you to grasp what that little sentence was saying. And the darkness was upon the face of the deep. So when God was looked at this earth from the way the Bible explained it, there was no beginning. There was no ending to it. It had no form. It was just out there in the darkness, in the deep. There was no ending to it. This is the God that we serve. This
mm-hmm.
just let us know that there is nothing that's too hard for God. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. There were nothing but water on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing God mm-hmm. spoke the word, let there be light, and there was light. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I want you to see that God hid nothing from us. Even before he spoke light, he spoke this earth into existence.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hide anything from us. He never even told us. He never told us that I'm a man, that
mm-hmm.
he said the Spirit of God. See, God is the Spirit.
Yes, he is.
And we have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
He said
the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So God never hid from man, not ever. He wanted man to know exactly who he is. And today, he still wants man to know who he is. Now, when you look at the stars in the sky, there is nothing holding those stars up there but the word of God.
Yeah.
You look at the sun and how hot the sun gets. Nothing has the sun and giving sun that type of heat but God. He's holding the sun, the moon, the stars is hanging out there in the element on the word of God. There's no strings attached, but they're hanging out there on the word of God. See, God wants us to know and to recognize his power. See, we don't seem to understand just how powerful, how mighty. You know what? There is not even a good word I can think of that can even tell us of how powerful God is. He's all powerful. all power. And you will find that power with no one else that is but the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. And that's the power that he put into us when we decide we're ready to come out the world, we're ready to stop the sinning that we're doing, and we want to be saved. We want to be with Jesus. We want to see Jesus one day. We want to be in that new Jerusalem. So in order for us to do all of this, Brother D, we got to let sin go. We cannot continue to sin and think even remotely that we're going to heaven, because that's not so. Our Bible tells us there will be no filth whatsoever in God's new Jerusalem, because sin is unclean. Sin stinks in God's nose. So he will not accept anything that's not pure. He will not accept anyone that is not pure in heart. See, when you get to the point that you want to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, that you want to come up out of your sin, then before God accepts you, he clean you up, Brother Tim. He takes the things that you used to do and destroy it because it's filth. And once God cleans us up from doing the things we used to do, now mind you, he cleaned up the body and the mind and the soul. He cleans up everything. And then he can dwell within that body, because our body is the home of the Spirit of God. He blew into the nostril of man, and Adam, man, became a living soul. So the soul that is in us, God don't want his soul to go to hell. God wants this soul to return to him from whence it came. But we got that choice. We can continue to sin and go to hell, or we can clean ourselves up and be with God. But don't you think that God has ever put himself in a position that man can't see him. That's why we have to recognize the Spirit of God. See, you can feel the Spirit of God once you get yourself in a position to allow God to deal with you, to dwell within you, to allow his Spirit to dwell within you. So since the beginning of creation, God has shown his divine and eternal power to man. Mm-hmm. Okay. Romans 1:18-22 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, let me read that again, because I want you to get this. Because, once again, God does not hide from us, and he reveals to us what's going to happen to us if we continue to live in sin. So you can't say, well, I didn't know, Brother B. You can't go and say, God, I didn't know this is what you wanted of me. This is what you expected of me. He reveals it to you. That's why he has his preachers, his deacons, his pastors, even his laymen that know the Bible, to tell you the word of God, to give you God's expectation of us. So, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, look at this. This world, this earth, is so full of sin. Look at the amount of tornadoes that's hidden every day. Even states or cities where tornadoes has never hit, that is hitting. And people are dying because people are not getting the warning that God is sending them. When you hear all of this, when you see all of this, God is telling you to get yourself right, to come up from among those sinners and be ye separated. Look at the amount of diseases and things that's hidden us here on this earth because we refuse to come out of sin, Brother Tim.
Yes.
God take time and he deal with us individually. Jesus deals with us individually. If we would hear him, he would come down
yes,
and he would talk with you. He would talk with you.
Yes.
He will let you know what you need to do to come out from among the filth that you're in. He will deal with you individually if you will just let him. But we don't want to let him. Now, you look at how in Genesis 3, how Adam and Eve fell into sin by eating of the forbidden fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. They were forbidden by God to eat of this fruit. But see, this is the thing, Satan lurking in the background. He has spent all of his time going against God's every move because he was thrown out of heaven trying to be puffed up and be God. No man can be God. God made you. I don't care how Satan tried to fight against God, he cannot win. And while we're running to Satan, to sin, Satan is making preparation for that soul to go to hell. Now, Satan talked Eve into eating the fruit, and she gave to her. But now, look at God. See, God has always walked with man. And God knew they had sinned, for they had shown them some fig leaves to cover themselves. So when God came to see about them, and I'd rather look at it to acknowledge and make them acknowledge what the sin that they had committed. When he came to see about them, our Bible tells us that they heard the voice of God walking in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. Come on now.
They was afraid.
Glory. And see, God knew they had went against his will. God knew Satan had convinced them to do this. But let me tell y'all something we never thought about. God knew already this was going to happen. He already made preparation.
He did.
He is not saying he didn't love Adam and Eve. But see, now, he had to throw them out of the Garden of Eve because that was no sin there. If you go to Revelation and read on the New Jerusalem, you will see a picture in your mind of the Garden of Eve. And when God threw Adam and Eve, well, he didn't throw, he chased them out of the Garden of Eve. He put cherubims, he put angels at the gate so they could never get in again. And as they left the Garden of Eve, it disappeared. Nobody can find it. Nobody can find it. So this what happens when we go against the will of God. See, it is God's will, even from the beginning of time, for us all to be saved, even after Adam and Eve are sinned, that all should be saved and come to repentance. See, we have to repent in order for God to forgive us for our sins. Romans 1:19 said, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it unto them. So God has left nothing covered up. He has shown everything unto man. So if we choose to live in our unrighteousness, if we choose to live in sin, God give us a chance, even though day by day we live in sin. We don't choose to acknowledge God, and he still leave us here to give us a chance to come out of our sin, Brother Tim. He still gives us a chance for salvation, Brother D. He still gives us a chance to be saved, Sister Marion. See, God loves us, and he don't want to destroy us. He don't want us to go to hell. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to come out of our sin. Says, for the invisible thing of him from the creation of the world, we clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. See, God showed his eternal power from the beginning of time, because he said, when he spoke out in the darkness and said, is there any other God beside me? Nothing could answer him. He is all powerful and he is eternal. He is the Godhead. So now we are without excuse. We have no excuse for our sins, especially when you have grown up, gotten the word of God, been taught the word of God, and we still turn our back. It's a lot of people in the world that actually know the word of God, but they choose not to live for God. They choose to live in sin. Why would you choose to live in sin and enjoy this world that's going to have to wait for a little while than to live in Christ Jesus and live for eternity. That should not even be a choice. That should be an automatic. I want to be with Jesus. I want to live forever. And the only way that you would live forever is come out of your sin. If your friend, your best friend, your brother, your sister don't want to come out of their sin and God touch your heart, separate yourself, learn about Jesus, and maybe then you can go back and tell them and get them saved too. Our eyes should always be focused on the kingdom, not on this earth, not on anything we have, not on the good time, not on the casino, not on anything of this earth that is going to perish. See, the Bible tells us, God let us know that this heaven and this earth as we know it will be destroyed. God is going to rain down fire. And that fire is going to be unquenchable, that there is no water that can put it out. Glory to God.
Yes, he did. It won't be water, but fire next time.
So there is no excuse for us to continue to live in sin.
And see it.
Verse 21 said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him as God. Wait a minute, let me go back. I missed that. But when they knew God, they glorified him not as God.
There you go.
There you go. There's a lot of us living in sin that know God, and we glorify him not as God.
Yes, we think
that we are more than he is. How can that be so? Can we destroy this earth? No. We can destroy ourselves. Can we create a new Jerusalem, a new heaven and a new earth? No. We don't have that power. So we should be afraid to glorify him not as God. Neither was faithful that became vain in our imagination. We wasn't thankful of God. We wasn't thankful for what he's done for us. We wasn't thankful how he had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. We wasn't thankful for where he has brought us from ourselves today. Some of us was drunk, alcoholic. Some of us was whores. Some of us was everything. Everything that we could do that was sinful. Totally and completely unrighteous. Totally and completely evil. We were murderers. We were wrongdoers. Glory be to God. So we became vain in our imagination. Our imagination became filthy. It was not of God. God cannot dwell with a filthy mind. He will not dwell in your heart. You got a filthy mind.
Yes, he is. He will not dwell in your heart.
Okay, the vain imagination and their foolish heart was darkened. Okay, and when that happens, we don't acknowledge God at all. We have become hard-hearted. And the only thing that we recognize is what Satan put before us. But we don't recognize God. Even people that God has blessed and healed from their very deathbed refuse to acknowledge him. Refuse, Brother D, to worship him.
Uh-huh. To worship God.
Because they think they did it themselves.
Uh-oh,
God blessed you and got you off of that deathbed because he loved you and he's giving you a chance to be with him. He's giving you a chance for repentance. He's giving you a chance to be saved. God says, come out from among them. Come out from his worldly people and be ye separated. Yes, people will talk about you, but who are they compared to the Almighty God? People will mistreat you, but who are they compared to what Jesus has in store for you? See, our Bible tells us you won't be suffering anymore. You don't have to worry about getting shot no more walking down the street. You don't have to worry about having a heart attack. Can the world heal you from all of that? Only God can do that for you. Only God.
Only God.
You won't have to worry about living in filth. You see, people living on the streets, their minds are messed up. Glory, hallelujah. God is waiting to heal unbelievers, the ones that's not concerned about him. God wants you to know who he is and what he can do for the ones that believe. See, that's the key to getting to God and bringing you up out of your sin. You got to believe that he can and he will. We don't have to bask in sin. We don't have to stay out there and be like the prodigal son who ended up eating with the hog. You don't have to be the one out there that's filthy. Because let me tell you, you can be so deep in sin that filth will begin to get on your nerves and you'll begin to seek God. And that's what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
Okay, professing themselves to be wise, they become foolish. You got a lot of people in the world that think they know God. They think they know more than God. They think they are so smart, the Bible calls them foolish. Do you not know? To sin is to fall short of our potential. I'm going to repeat that again. To sin is to fall short of our potential. See, it is God's will that we be the best we can be, walking upright before him, and he will bless us and give us the desires of our heart. He will give us things that we never thought we could ever have. But that's when we walk upright with God and willingly turn our back on sin. Yeah, when you come out the world, people look at you and say, you're dead. Yes, you are dead. You are dead from sin, but you're living in Christ Jesus. And when they look at you and say you act like you dare, say praise the Lord, thank you. Because now you're not out in that world anymore, and you don't fit there. So the world has no use for you anymore.
Amen. You don't fit.
For a minute, I just want to repeat, anybody having a question, anything they want to say, just hit the one button and we will get you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the beginning of sin, as we know, began with Adam and Eve. But actually, you think about it, it began with Satan. At one point, Satan was an archangel in heaven, archangel over the choir, and he had authority in heaven. God gave him that authority in heaven, but then he got powerful. Then he began to think within himself that I am just as much as God, or I am better than God. Now, mind you, God said, a God is not going to have no other God before. See, what we got to understand, God made Satan. He made the angels. But Satan at one point was an angel. But his heart turned wicked. It was a sin.
Yes,
it is a sin. It was a sin for him to turn prideful and come up against the Almighty God. And our Bible tells us that God threw him and all his followers out of heaven. Threw them all out of heaven because he had turned evil, and everybody that followed him, all the angels that followed him, had turned evil as well. God is not going to have anybody, be they a spirit or a human, God is not going to have anything over him. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. He would not accept anything over him. Let me show you how. See, God, I'm a jealous God. God loves us so much. He's jealous of us.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And he wanted to walk upright.
Yes, he did.
He wants to walk up right. And when we put our so-called God up on a pedestal, God is not pleased. He is not pleased. And if we're not careful for the hardness of our heart, for our love for sin, we'll lose everything we have. And we'll wonder what happened.
Thank you,
Jesus. Even old days used to say, God blew on it. God is not someone to mess with. God is someone that we better love. He wants us to love him. He wants us to give us everything good imaginable. He wants us to have it. But we got to love him. We got to worship him. We got to praise him. We got to put him way up there on the pedestal because he sits high and he looks low. But he loves us so much, he'll come down and see about us, Brother D.
Yes,
yes.
God gave us 10 commandments to keep us out of sin. But you know what, when you think about those 10 commandments, I was looking at this to go through this earlier. I said, you know, Lord, I don't think people even think about going back to their Bibles and reading the 10 commandments. Because this is the guideline that God wants us to live by. We can't say, well, I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. Yes, you do know. Mm-hmm. Because God left the word here so that you will know. You say, well, I can't stop doing the things that I do. Yes, you can. Because I'm a living witness. God himself would take it from you.
Yes, he would.
We just got to be willing to let him. He gives us free choice. We can choose to go to heaven, Brother D, or we can choose to go to hell. You see, my choice is to go to heaven. He said in his 10 commandments, thou, this is the first thing he said, thou shalt have no other God before me. That was his first commandment of the 10 commandments. Thou shalt have no other God before me. And when he wrote those 10 commandments and gave it to Moses, he knew that the children of Israel were serving idol God. Just like we do, and we don't even seem to realize. We take that car and we idolize that car so can't nobody touch it. God's not pleased with that.
Not pleased.
And he said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Not any. Carving out something you can worship or even buying it that you can worship. God said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. In other words, God letting you know, don't you go shake you no sign and look at that sign and worship it. Only one that we should worship is God, because let me tell you, that sun is going to burn up one day. And you see a lot of people even make a moon that they worship. That moon is going to burn up one day.
One day.
Even the stars, they worship the stars. Those stars are going to fall one day.
One day.
So the only thing that we should set our heart to worship, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Doug, and that is God himself. Brothers and sisters, don't worship anything but God.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And he tells us that in the Ten Commandments. We need to, every so often, Brother Tim, we need to go back and read the Ten Commandments and get ourselves back on the right track. Then he said, thou shalt not take the Lord thy God name in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And when we take God's name in vain, brothers and sisters, we use his name in a perverse way. We're disrespectful of his name. Just the name of God should have you trembling.
Yes.
And the fact that you took his name in vain should have you fearful and on your knees begging and praying for God's forgiveness. And don't do it again. When we do, and I call it dumb stuff, when we do dumb stuff like that, we don't have the fear of God in our hearts. For if we had the fear of God, we would be afraid to do it because our Bible tells us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God.
The fear of God.
Glory be to God. And we set up with our crazy selves and try to use God's name in vain. We should be very, very careful because we can have a conversation every day, all day long, and never use God's name in vain. But we don't have enough fear of God, Brother D. We don't have enough fear of God to know not to do it. We don't have that much fear. But we better get that fear. And you're going to find these Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Then he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, the Sabbath day was meant in the beginning and still is. And I know some people have to work on Sundays and can't take off, don't want to lose their job. But in the beginning, when God gave these Ten Commandments, Sunday was for you to do nothing on your Sabbath day, whatever day is your Sabbath day. For some people, it's on a Saturday. For us, it's on a Sunday. But God want us, and we grew up where this used to happen. Mama would cook everything on Saturday. There was nothing to do on Sunday. The house would be spick and span. There was nothing to do on Sunday. We grew up, Mama and Dad had propped up under the big tree out in the yard talking to the preacher, being the preacher. So God wants us to remember and go into church. I left that part out, but that's first and foremost. Go to church, assemble yourself together, and worship God. So we need to remember the Sabbath day. Some things with this time, the way things are now, some things we can't get around like work, but you know what? In your working, ask God to forgive you and ask him to fix it that you can work Monday through Friday and wait on it. Then it says, honor thy father and thy mother that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And you know what? Every one of my kids know that verse. Even if they don't know it by heart, to open up your mouth and start saying it, they know it. Because when they was bad, they was obedient. That's the thing I would tell them. Then I would tell them, go get my Bible. Turn to Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Sit down and read it because you need it. And this is what God wants us to do. That's why he say, bring up a child in the way they should go. So when they get older, they won't depart from it. They might go out into that world. But they're going to come back because they're just like the prodigal son, because this is the way they were raised. And while your children is not listening, what are you doing? You're praying. Telling God to take control of their mind. Because I know everybody that hear me wants their children, their husband, their wife, their family to be saved. But in order to be saved, you got to be sanctified, filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, and living according to the law of God, and then you can make it. Thou shalt not kill. Killing a person is not all the time shooting with a gun. You can kill a person with your mouth. You can hurt that person so bad that they don't even have the energy to to get up out of their bed. So we have to be careful about that. And don't just think of things single-mindedly, because things has more than one meaning. Thou should not kill. No, you should not shoot a person. But you should not kill a person with your mouth. Sometimes you find people that they find a person is way weaker than them, and they will destroy that person. But let me tell you some, brothers and sisters, that person's blood is on your hands. So we have to be careful, because when we destroy somebody like that, that is a sin. Thou should not commit adultery. That is worldwide now. You even get it on TV and everywhere else. And I'm not going to say that people are set aside, has not did it, but once you repent and ask God to forgive you and come out from among that and leave it alone, God will save you. But you got to stay away. You got to not get caught up and involved again, for that is not the will of God. And these are ways we can sin. And then he say, thou shalt not steal. Just give me one second, Brother Dog. I see your hand is up, but let me just finish this, and I come right back to you. Thou shalt not steal. Mm-hmm. Now, you know when you're young, yeah, you'll steal stuff because you don't know better. And especially you young, you grow up and don't have no money, you'll pick stuff up in a minute. But that's where the teaching come in. I remember my oldest son, I had to work and my daughter volunteered at the center for me where he went every day. That trail is 40-something now. 40-something. He laughed at it because I don't let him forget it. But he went to school. He went to the center. He was about 4 or 5, something like that. And he stole a pool ball from the pool table. My sister got that ball and took him back to the center the next day and put it in his hand and made him take it back to the person over the center and let them know he stole it, and he apologized. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't open my mouth. I said, I bet you won't do it no more. But see, you have to teach a child. They don't know better, but you teach them. Now, she embarrassed him. But you know what? If he had never touched that ball, played with it, and put it back where you got it from, you would have had no cause to be embarrassed. So we have to be careful. We pick up stuff and we say, it's all right. No, it's not. It's not okay. Even if it's your friend, it's not okay. Ask for it. If they don't care, they'll give it to you. If they do care, they'll say, no, I want to keep that. But don't steal it. Why would you go to hell to steal something simple? Even if it's food, don't steal. Ask somebody. The first person may not give it to you, the second or the third, but somebody gonna give you some food. Okay, I see Brother Dow's hand up. Brother Dow, go ahead.
Thank you, Sister Marion. I was listening to you, but I think you might want to explain it because it was on my heart to bring it up, and you just said it anyway about people can kill with words and the people are weak. I don't think necessarily you kill people with words and they're weak, because I was going to bring it up just like Brother Tim House. Brother Tim House might just be a gentle soul. He just don't get involved with that kind of rigmarole, and it's not because he's weak. It's just because he don't indulge in the kind of rigmarole to defend himself if somebody killing him with words. I myself feel like I'm guilty for sometimes doing the same thing. But I use Brother Tim House because I see everybody jumps on him, but he's not. He just don't fight with those kind of words. So explain that to me, Sister Mary.
But see, the thing is, yeah, Brother Tim, he loved God. He loved the word. And he wants so badly to get somebody saved. That people, when they see you're a child of God, Satan is right there to do what he can to bring you down. So from what I can understand, Brother Tim, and God bless his soul, and I'm not going to say that his feelings don't get hurt sometimes. All of our feelings get hurt sometimes. But we got to brush ourselves off. But Brother Tim, being the gentle soul that he is, then Satan tried to take advantage of him.
They tried to
make him look bad. They want to make him and be like them.
That's what I'm talking about, sister, man. Come on.
You see, in that instant, no, he's not strong, but he's so gentle, he take a lot of stuff. But then, praise God, you know, God always got somebody that got your back. Brother D got his back. Brother D is strong enough to deal with him with words, without cursing, without getting out of line. But see, their aim is to try to destroy Brother Tim. But see, you cannot destroy the Spirit of God. You might bring them down for a minute, but they come right back. Yeah, he does get discouraged.
Thank you.
I've talked to him. He gets discouraged, but he's not
he's not
a weak person. You are more than welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to go on and we're going to say, number 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You got people that's your neighbor, nosy, always into your business, and when something happens, some come up, they be the very one to jump up and tell something that's not remotely close to what actually happened. And you're a child of God, you can't do that. If you open your mouth and say, I'm a child of God, and you set up and lie on your neighbor, that's a sin all by itself. It would be so much easier to say, well, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I don't exactly know what happened. But to set up and tell something false on your neighbor, trying to hurt them, because when people do stuff like this, they're trying to hurt that person. They're trying to destroy that person. But if you say you're a child of God, you go to church, you sometimes you hear all kind of stuff. And I be sitting up there, I don't hear it now in the church I'm in, but I've heard it for years. I'd be like, this should not be in the church. And they got the nerve to be sitting up saying I'm saved. To be careful that we don't bear false witness against anyone. If we're going to speak, let it be the truth or hold our peace.
Yeah, Sister Marion. Just also, can you speak on, a lot of times people say, well, you go to church and you this and you're that. You ain't no better than me. But they don't understand. The church is the spiritual hospital, and that when you, most people who are in sin, people who have caused hurt to other people, they come to the church or they're hurt. They come to get the relief. That's what the church does. It's a spiritual hospital. Can you talk about that? Everybody that come ain't perfect. You know, they're struggling with the same things that you do.
And that's true. But see, Brother Tim, and I know exactly what you're saying. I've been there. Say, you ain't no better than nobody else. But the thing is, when people come to you with that, it's out of jealousy. They see the Spirit of God in you, but they don't understand. Because, see, when they see the Spirit of God in a person, that's purity. And they don't like what they see. They feel like, well, who they think they are? They know better than me. They do the same thing I do. Oh, but no, they don't. No, they don't. But a lot of people, even in the church, Brother Tim, that say that they serve in God, they saying it in their mouth, but their hearts are far from it. So they take it out of you. That's why it's so easy for them to jump on you. Because if you're a true child of God, not that you don't see somebody look like they're better off than you, but you're not going to jump that person. You can pray. What people don't understand, I don't care what comes in your mind, what comes in your heart, that you don't understand or that you feel down and out about or disappointed about somebody else, go to God. That's what God do. He will tell you. He will help you through this. He will send you to the Bible and give you a scripture that make you understand why you feel this way about that person. Just like somebody feel that way about one person, somebody else might feel that way about you. So, yes, you get that. When you are living for God and doing the best you can, I just want you to always remember, which I know you know, Brother Tim, you got Satan on every side trying to destroy you and pull you down. And that's why you have to be strong. And when you're tired and can't deal with it anymore, just leave it alone for a while and talk to the man. See, what we got to understand is Satan is not a weakling. Satan is strong. He's powerful. But he's not as powerful as the Almighty God. And God can bring you through that. Just don't indulge in it. Don't let them pull you into their mess. Because that's what they're trying to do. Don't let them pull you into it. Because you don't want to do anything that is out of the will of God. Mm-hmm. And when you get upset and start talking like they talk, then you sin. Then you got to get on your knees and you got to repent. Help you that you don't go through this anymore. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers a good question, but it brings up another topic that I want to bring up. And like I said, I don't like to be bringing up the topic because it seems like I'm bringing up too much on the show. But you've been speaking about the same thing we be going through, and don't nobody bring it up. It's like you just said, now, Brother D, take up for Brother Tim. Now, when Brother D take up for Brother Tim, he might do it a little bit more forceful than Brother Tim would take up for himself. And the first thing that people will say is, oh, y'all supposed to be preaching the word of gospel. How come y'all act like this? How can y'all say this? But in the same sentence, though, Sister Mary, would you talk to your real preacher of your church the way you talk to Tim and Brother D? Would you talk to them like that? So explain that if you understand what I'm trying to say, Sister Mary.
Yes, I would. See, you got a pastor, and you got a good pastor. He's not narrow-minded. So when something like this happened, yeah, I would tell them. I would. I have went to my pastor before and said, Pastor, I don't understand what you said about this because that's not what my Bible said. Explain it to me. You got a good pastor. He's not going to get mad. His feelings not going to get hurt. He's going to take time, and he's going to go through it with you. Because sometimes, not that he's wrong, he just might see it a different way from you. When it's spoken out loud, then it comes back to be the same thing. So you got to have a pastor that's willing to learn as well, because with the word of God is ever learning. Because you can read a verse today and go back and read that verse next week. Well, what God gave you today for next week, he might give you something entirely different. So it's an ever-learning thing. So if it's a true pastor, a true man of God, he's going to take time, not get mad with you, and talk to you. Even if you got it wrong, that pastor should take time to help you get it right.
Sister Mary.
Job for overseeing the flock.
Sister Mary.
Go ahead.
What I mean is, okay, Tim House and Brother D is not my pastor. So what I meant by that was the people want to throw back in their face that they shouldn't talk certain ways to them because they supposed to be a man of God. But what I mean is, when I say that, Sister Mary, just like I go to church and my pastor, what I'm saying is I don't talk to my pastor like I talk to Brother D or Brother Tim. So why should I come back to him and throw that to them? Yeah. Throw it back to them,
okay.
Like, you know, they got to be nice.
I understand now.
Yeah.
I misunderstood what you were saying. But, yeah, the thing is, it's not the brother be saying when he's talking to these people. It's that what he's saying they don't like because it's condemning them. So they get mad, and they begin to get upset and talk back at Brother D and Brother Tim because they didn't like how Brother D was able to Bible and make them look bad. That is the word of God. Our Bible tells us that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the word of God. And if that Bible, if that word don't never cut you, brother dog, then you better check yourself. Because when that word cut you, that word is to make you get yourself together. Straighten yourself out. Read your Bible. Ask somebody how you can do better. Not to get mad. Not to talk and curse. Listen, I wouldn't dare talk and curse at Debo or the man of God. And Debo is my nephew. But see, I see the godliness in him. Brother Tim, the preacher, I respect both of them for what they are. You can't say anything to the man of God or the saved, sanctified person that you are dealing with, because when you're talking to them and being ugly and rude to them, you're not talking to them. You're talking to the spirit that's in them, and that is the spirit of God. So, yes, we should be careful. No, I would not talk to them. I would talk to them on the same level I would talk to my pastor. You don't say anything to children of God. You think about Ananias and Sapphira when they lied to Peter and the disciples.
Yes,
and Peter said, why did Satan convince you to lie to the Holy Ghost?
Come on,
see, they saw the man. They didn't see the Spirit of God that was dwelling in them. So
talk
they wasn't
to
lying to Peter and the disciples. They was lying to the Holy Ghost. It's the same thing. So we have to be careful how we talk, Spirit of God. All that cursing and carrying out like that, you're not cursing Brother Tim, you're cursing the spirit that's in him.
Well, thank you, Sister. Thank you again. Thank you again. God
bless. So welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm glad I was able to explain that to you. Because it's very important that we understand when we out there cursing and going on rather than trying to hear the word and trying to see how can I be saved. You don't want God to get tired of you and lay his hands on you. You don't want that. God don't play. So we have to be careful how we do things. Because we get up every day, that don't mean that God is letting you get away with the things that you do.
Amen.
He has a set time for all things. And the last commandment is there any more questions before I go any further? And I thank you for those questions, Brother Dog, because My thing is, I'd like to be able to explain so people will understand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, one
but
last
don't feel
one,
bad.
Sister
Any
Marian.
Question you have, ask it.
The last one I wanted to say, Sister Marian, some people might say to us, well, it sounds so easy to Sister Marian because she's been in the church a long time and I haven't. So my habit or the problem I had is not that easy to break. And so I was going to ask you to speak on the Holy Spirit helping and things like that. That's why they don't understand that why you or someone can do that without having the problem. So if you can speak of something like that, they don't think that they're strong enough to do what you do or Brother D or Brother Dog do. They don't know if they got the strength to do that.
Praise the Lord. The thing is, it's not easy. It definitely was not easy when I first began to get saved because God himself took his time to clean me up. Jesus did this for me. And the things that I was doing, he stopped me. And it was hard. It was so hard. But I tell you what I did. I fell on my knees. I talked to my pastor one day, and he told the whole church, he says, learn to pray an hour every day. He said, even though I know when you first get started, he said, after 2 or 3 minutes, you ain't going to have nothing to say. He said, but don't stop. Keep praying. Keep praying and keep praying. And I'm going to tell you something. When you learn how to pray like that, you're going to give all of your problems to God. You're going to make room for God to come in and make you what he have you to be. He will carry you through. It's not still not hard on us. We're humans. But he will carry you through the things that you're in. He will help you. He will deliver you from it. But you got to go through it yourself. You can't turn back. And that's where prayer, when people say prayer changes things, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, prayer changes things. Because the more you pray, the more faith you're going to have in God. The more you pray, the stronger you are going to be. The more you pray, you begin to feel that strength, that anointing, that power of God begin to dwell in you. And it's still not easy, but you can turn your back on things. The thing that you used to do. Because Satan's going to put it right there in front of you to try to get you to go back to it.
Sister Mary.
But with God. Yes, sir.
Why is it so hard for us as people, and I'm saying us, like they want to be tough. They be like they're embarrassed. They say they're on the prayer show. They're embarrassed. They say that they need prayer until something happened to them. Why is that so? Because the reason I ask that is, and I'm not trying, I don't want to put nobody on Front Street out there. I see a whole lot of people on the show, but then, you know, they don't never say anything, and they try to act tough, you know. I used to be one of them also, and you know, but they don't. Why is that? Why we can't be humble and just all come to praise the Lord when it's time? It's just like church right now. You know, we get on the show just like we got now. We got 85 people on here now, but ain't nobody saying nothing, and nobody want to come on and just say, hey, thank you, Sister Mary, like Brother Tim did. Thank you. That makes you feel good, Sister Mary, because you took out of your time to do this. Then why are we so tough and don't want to be humble to admit that we appreciate God? Why?
A lot of us is not saved. Some of us is ashamed to open our mouth because somebody else is going to hear it. They don't want to be talked about. See, they feel like Brother Bill, you, Brother B, Brother Tim might recognize some of the voices. But see, we're not here for any type of humiliation on anybody. We're here to try to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
If you're
amen.
On here, and you know, it's a blessing. I'm going to count it a blessing that you're here every
mm-hmm.
week, even without saying anything. Mm-hmm. But listen,
mm-hmm.
if you want to
mm-hmm.
get something from God, open your mouth and tell it. Because
right. so,
even
yeah,
in
yeah.
our go ahead.
Yes. No, I was just going to say, before you close out, Sister Mary, I want to play this song. Could I play a song, Sister Mary? Could I play a song, please?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Brother Dog, that's such a true song. And we asked how we make it this far. It was by the grace of God. But we got to give in to him. We got to give in. God never told us it was going to be easy, Brother Dog. It's not easy to turn away from your sin because you've been in it for so long. But that's where we got to get that strength from God. That's where we got to pray. And while we're praying, even you may not even realize that God be taking you out. And when you know anything, you don't do that no more. It's nothing that you did. You prayed and you opened up and gave God your heart. And you letting God clean you up. He's showing you that he would do it if you just let him and if you will only believe. So, no, it's not easy. We go through trials and tribulations. We get to know that we are human. But once we get saved, sanctified, filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, we still going to go through stuff. But we can pray and God will help us through it. The disciples didn't have it easy.
Sister Mary, my last one. Sister Mary, my last one. I was asking Brother D, you know, when they preach or when they say something, then after it was they be moaning or whatever. I don't know what they call it. What y'all call it, Brother D, when y'all be doing it after you get through, you know? I don't know what they call it.
I know what it is.
I understand it now because it's tearing me up today. I'll be on mute because if it don't, you hear me over here crying today for no reason. I'm over here just, I'm filled up today.
See, when we start moaning and groaning, Brother Dog, we're talking to God.
Man.
See, we can't get the word out that we need because you're so full and so the anointing is on your soul and you get to moaning and groaning. You're talking to God.
Thank you, Jesus. It's something that you just can't turn on and off.
Dog.
There's no switch.
Brother Dog,
can't turn it on and turn it
off. I've told you this, and I will continue to tell you, and I'm waiting for the day that you come back and say, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with God, precious Holy Ghost, because the work that you're doing, God appreciates that. And the fact that even since I have started this show, glory be to God, I see the change in you, Brother Dahl. You want to know how to be saved. You ask questions. You're listening. God is going to save you. Oh, glory be to God. And with the way you are, you will draw people like the pied paper. They will follow you into salvation. Glory be to God. Don't ever feel bad, oh, about crying. Hey, glory be to God. God see your tears. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And he blessed you because when he see your tears, Brother Dahl, he know it's coming from the heart. Glory. Glory. Were you trying to ask
something?
You know something,
too. You know something? This is one of the reasons you look up and you hear a preacher say, I was once, I used to be, that used to be me. You would hear an evangelist say, that used to be. You know, the reason for that is that God wants man to be able to see that if I can clean up, or ain't no if I can, he wants man to see that I clean up.
No if,
and a wretched, no good for nothing. Now, the word if don't exist with God. The word maybe and should and can I, and I think. See, those words don't exist with God because we go back to Genesis, like he said, he spoke and it was. Let there be and it is. So God uses a nothing to show mankind that look what I did for him. And see, another thing we have to look at, I may walk in this church and be saved today. Brother Tim may walk in and it be a process. But the key to it all is that it's a process that got started on the right road. The Bible says the road to damnation is wide and many travel, but the road to salvation is narrow. And few find it there. So just the fact that you're starting on the right road. Thank you.
Amen.
But those
Amen.
Why do you
I'm
do?
About to get to the
One
end.
Thing, you can't turn it on and turn it off. You just can't do it.
No, you can't. You can't
do it.
Yes. Amen. We thank God for that. And that's so true, Brother D. That is so true. So we're about to get to the end. That's about three more verses I just want to give. And I hope. My prayer, my hope is that everybody listen, understand better about sin or how they sin and what they can do to try to get to come out of it. Mark 3:28-29 says, this is unforgiven sin. Verily I say unto you, all sin shall be forgiven unto the Son of Man, and blasphemy wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. That's why we have to be careful. See, people will curse you out, that old sanctified person, so-and-so, so-and-so. But see, they're not cursing you out. They're cursing the spirit that's in you because you're walking in the way that God wants you to walk. You're letting the Holy Ghost lead you. So if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, you will never, that's what the Bible says, you will never be forgiven. And he said, that is in danger of eternal damnation. And I'm going to close this out with John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life and shall not come unto condemnation that is passed from death unto life. So let us, in my closing, let us think about the things that we do that's sin. A lot of people dwell on the known and unknown. Ask God forgiveness every day, and that unknown will be included. And the known sin, just don't do it, because it is not God's will that we should be lost. So let us not send our own soul to hell because we don't want to come out of sin. And I just want to say, I truly thank God, Brother Dawg, for asking me to do this show. God put it on his heart, because when he asked, I wasn't sure. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I conceded and I said, okay, because God put it on my heart. It's okay. It's the time. It's now. And I thank God I have had to retweet and everything on this program, because, brother and sister, my prayer is that God give me something each and every Wednesday that would touch somebody's heart, that would reach somebody that they want to be saved, that is touching the predicament or the situation that you're in, and the word of God will set you on solid ground, will set you straight. See, I don't know, but the Holy Ghost knows. The Spirit of God knows. So that is my prayer. So don't feel bad. Don't feel ashamed. If anything, no matter what I'm talking about, because with this show, when you speak up, I'm going to stop and let you speak. But in this show, I want to help people. I want to show people that God is love. I want people to know that all you got to do is just give yourself to God. Open up the door for him. He said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. He'll talk to you. He'll love on you. He will put you on the right track. He will set your feet on solid ground. He'll take you out of the sin that you're in. He'll take you out of that sin. And he'll clean you up, and he will make you whiter than snow. So I just thank God for that. And I'm going to, before I turn it over, ask Brother Tim to close us out in prayer. But I just want to make the announcement. Please be back with us again on next Wednesday, same time, same channel. On next Tuesday, where Brother D and host the show, and then Brother Tim is co-host. Anything that you want to know about the Bible, they are there. We are there to help you with everything. Same time, same station. And I just thank God for each and every listener. I love you all. Brother Tim, I'm going to ask you to close the
line of prayer,
and we're going to turn it over to Brother Dawg. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord God, for being our God. And thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be your people. And we thank you, Lord, that you left your word on record, that when we stand before you, we stand before you without any excuse. We thank you, Lord, for our teacher today. We just ask that you continue to anoint her and fill her with your spirit. Give her wisdom and understanding and comprehension of your word. Let her be able to make it plain to us that we can see. And thank you for her service. And we thank you that this show is available. Thank you, Brother Dawg, for the vision. And we thank you, Lord God, for continue to let each and every one of us come out and hear your word. And we thank you, Lord. Let it saturate our hearts, our mind, and our soul. Lord God, we just say thank you. We love you because you loved us first. You allowed your son to come down through 42 generations to save wretched people like us. The debt has been paid. All we got to do is just take it on and accept the gift of life. And we say thank you, Lord. Continue to bless us and keep us. And everyone at the sound of my voice has heard the word, that it be, that it changed them and just continue to saturate their heart. We say thank you, Lord. Bless us and keep us until we can come back again, if it be your will. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Back to you, dog.
Amen. So, dog.
And everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, He did. Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes,
He did. Yes, He did.
Yes, He did.
Yeah.
Place my feet on solid ground. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, He did.
Oh, yes.
I said everything that happened to me that was good, the Master did it.
God did.
And I prayed.
Oh, yes.
Before we get out of here, Sister Mary said we'll be back next week. But we always got to throw in what Brother D always saying. If God's will, we will be back next week, every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If God will, if God will. And if you notice the date, Brother Tim, I'm glad you came around with us. You didn't have any damn time today. He's talking about some, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? My mic over. Tim, you was right on time every time today. So just continue to be on time, Tim. Yes. So just continue to be on time. So God was in the house today. God was definitely in the house today. And, man, I got so much out of this time today. I don't even want to have no after program. But with that being said, Sister Mary, since you speak so much, and I was going to tell Brother D to stop making you do the speaking on Tuesday, we don't want people to get tired of hearing you. So, you know, so sometimes it be Tim, sometimes it be Brother D. But Brother D did some powerful stuff on Tuesday. If y'all didn't go hear it, go back and listen to that show also. But
yes,
before we go, Sister Mary,
yes,
I don't know which one of your disciples you want to do it, though. But let's close out with another prayer for just the people of the world and for the well-being. And don't forget, Tim and Brother D, you know, a lot of us will be traveling down to Memphis, Tennessee this weekend, and some of us are on the road right now. Could you just pray for safe travels back and forth for us? So with that being said, Sister Mary, and I don't know who's going to do it, but get somebody to pray for all the travelers this weekend, to include myself. Thank you, and God bless you. God
that
bless
brother,
you.
Brother D, thank Brother you. D. Brother D.
Brother D, close us out, Brother D.
Come on, Brother D.
Actually, I was riding. I was trying to find someone to pull over. Kind of figured my number would be called. Travel and grace. I want each and every last one of you all that's among the land of living and not the dead, that's upon this service, with it by your head. And as always, give God your ear. Give God your heart and pray with us. Father God, here come your child once more again. Come into your Father.
Yes,
Lord. So we just want to tell you thank you for the service today. We thank you for the congregation. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for those that tuned in, those that had a desire to say something but did not. Father, we pray that you would touch their heart, touch their mind, touch their soul, that they would come up out there. The coldness, the fearfulness of someone hearing them say something
yes,
about God.
Lord Jesus.
They will come about of their sinful world that they'll say them have them tired of being. They will let the world know that I'm not ashamed to own my father. You'll sit in your word, mm-hmm. Lord, that if you're ashamed to own me down here before man, you say, I'll be ashamed to own you before my father, which is in heaven. Lord, you said you're the same today as you were yesterday, and you said tomorrow you change not. I say that because, Lord, that lets us know that you're going to stand on your word. And, Father, we ask that you do just that. Stand on your word. Father, we ask that you stand right now as they prepare to travel up and down these dangerous highways. Like my brother says, some have left already. Some is on the highway right now. Some getting prepared to leave. Lord, we ask that you give them traveling grace to Memphis, Tennessee. And then, Father, when it's all over, give them traveling grace back home. Lord, bless their families for the one that they left behind, that upon return that they find everything just like they left it. Safe and sound. Lord, we love you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you. Father, we ask that you send your angels to the racetrack. Let them wave their hand across the track. That as they go up and down the track, Lord, that no matter what happened, that no souls will be lost. No harm will come their way.
Hallelujah.
Father, we know
you
can,
and
we know you're able.
Yeah.
And we know you will.
Yes, Lord.
Bless right now. Father, you said we have not because we ask not. We asking for peace right now. We asking for love right now.
Amen.
We asking for blessing right now, Lord. Touch right now.
Amen.
In a powerful way. In a way that only you can, Lord. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your God and Son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank you.
Amen.
Today, I don't know, it's just because the Spirit hit me harder today than they usually do, but today was one heck of a doggone show, Sister Mary. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna play
praise
a song
God,
that don't pertain to the show per se, but it do. And it's a song that everybody need to listen to. While we got a captive audience right now, we got 92 people on right now. This is
oh,
the song that you need
God,
to listen to.
God.
Yes, because what's going to happen is this is going to happen to every one of us. And Tim House, can you hear me, Tim House? Tim House, can you hear me?
Yes, dog, I can hear you.
Okay, the song I'm going to play,
I can hear
this is going to be You're gonna preach on this here next Monday, like I usually do when you break these songs down. Next Monday, you're gonna preach on this song, Tim. So you better get your pencil and paper out and write it down. And after I play this song, Sister Mary, after I play this song, I want you to go ahead and hang up and get out of here. But Tim, this is your assignment for Monday. You will preach on this song that I'm playing now. I love this song. I think Brother D brought it to me. I'm not sure who brought it. Brother D or Eric brought it to me. One of them brought it to me, but I love this song, and it got a lot of meaning to it. And I listen to this song once a day, regardless, religiously. And all y'all out there listen to this song, come Monday, the reason I want y'all to listen, because Tim House is going to tell y'all Monday why you should listen. That's your assignment for Monday, Tim House, to break this song down like we used to do on some songs. With that being said, Sister Mary, Brother D, and Brother Tim, thank y'all for taking out of your time today for doing this. God bless all y'all. And after this song, Sister Mary, you can hang up. After this song, Sister Mary.
Amen.
Through the years.
Come. Oh, yes.
Now I'm finna play you the Sister Mary's Uncle a little too quick, but she gone. But anyway, Tim, I'm finna play you the other version where without the exclamation part of. So I want this is the one I definitely want you to do a prayer on. Explain, break it down for him, Tim. You can break it down. You can talk now, though, but hit it easy with him.
Yes.
I keep on.
My Lord, my Lord.
Oh, I'm patiently waiting and
waiting
watching.
And watching. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes,
for the Savior.
For the Savior.
Come again.
Come again.
To come again. My.
Oh,
yeah. Hey.
I'm coming home.
Oh, yes, Lord, I'm coming.
Every day I keep.
Yes, Lord.
In your word.
In your word.
And Lord, keep
Lord.
Me. Every day of my life.
Oh, every day of my life.
Oh,
hide me. Write my name.
My name above.
Please, Lord.
Lord, when the gates swing open.
My name
was. Oh,
tired, Lord.
And my soul be resting.
My soul be resting.
Lord, I'm so tired.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Of these beautiful
storms.
Friends talk about me.
They talk about me. Yes, Lord.
And my enemies misuse me.
The bees misuse me.
I keep marching on.
Keep on marching.
Until you come and carry me home. Oh, oh. I need your love. Father,
when it's all over, I want you to
ride.
Hey.
Name above.
When
the gate swing over. Oh, when
Timmy Rain, get the one button. Timmy Rain, get the one button. Big Kenny, hit the one button. Kenny Rain, hit the one button. Kenny Rain, hit the one button.
Welcome home. You had a hard time.
You can rest from all of your labor. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Amen, amen. We not told Kenny Rain to hit the one button. He didn't want the guys from the morning show. He won't bite his tongue. And I seen him on it the whole while. I don't know if he was listening. But Kenny, tell me about did you hear the service today, Kenny Rain? Kenny Rain, did you hear the service today?
I did not, though. I did not. I heard a little bit of it. I did not.
But okay, Kenny, I just seen you on it. At least you're on it. That's a good thing. But I appreciate you, Kenny, and the reason I did it, because I know you don't mind speaking up, and I know when you hear some good stuff, you'll tell it, though. We're going to get you in a minute with you. All right, Tim, anything you want to say right quick before I close your mic up and we see if you got anything else going on? Anything else you want to say, Big House?
Oh, I just
want. Good.
Oh, all I got to say, everybody be safe, man, and looking to see everybody. The Bobby's race, man. Everybody, you know, have a safe trip up there. Hopefully, you know, I'd have a safe trip back. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Ken. Okay, my brother. Come on, Big Al.
Well, I just wanted to say this, Brother Dawg. I want to say that song is one of my testimonies, and I just want to let you know that I thank you for the song because it speaks of my life, and so many times songs tell of God's goodness in you, and I just wanted to tell you that song speaks of me and my life.
I love it. I love it, Tim. And Monday we're gonna do the Tim Al show on that one. So that's your job for Monday. To break it down any way you want to break it down, Tim.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
All right. All right. Brother D, you got anything? Brother D, if you ain't, we can go ahead and get the wheelchair on in here. Appreciate it, man. Outstanding service today, man. I got a little wild up today. Y'all know you can hear it in my voice or not, but I got a little emotional today with me. But that's a good thing. I feel better now. In my neck even feel better. This 954 number, he might have just did it by accident. Let me see. Yeah, he did it by accident. All right, with that being said, kid, hit the one button so you can take up the chair. I don't feel like talking too much today. Come on in here, chair. How you doing today, brother? Brother Wheelchair. Come on in here, brother.
Yeah, dog. All I want to say, safe travels to and from by the cold race. That's what's going down there this weekend. And Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
Tennessee, nothing.
Right.
I said it's a whole bunch of action. He got pen and lock ins. I think he got the support of all the grudge world. Every guy in the grudge world trying to get there to support Bobby Cole. What we all need to continue to do is support each other. And,
Amen.
Like I said, dog. Like I said, now there's some big things going. All are gonna get there,
right?
But some are gonna lead. Some are gonna lead us. So I might be one of the ones to lead us. So, but hopefully,
That's part of it. That's part of it. You right though? Yeah. We got baby daddy going in action. That's your main man. We know you're going to bet anything you can on baby daddy, including your wheelchair. So you might have to catch an Uber out of it. You might have to catch an Uber out of it.
Oh, man.
we got that old hit man going up against Bobby Cole. Uncle Sam going up against Memphis Gang.
Now, that's what I want to see, because I want to see that one. That's Bobby Cole against Mike Hill. That one I want to see, wheelchair. That's one I definitely want
to see. What about this one right here? You got Shit Starter going up against Scandal.
Oh, man.
But that's me and Chuck done did this before. I'm going to go out there and do the best I can, wheelchair. You know, I'm going to do what I do.
What about this one then? What about you got Georgia on, Dwayne Bearden and Casey Collins? They going all the way over there to slap the doo-doo out of Eyes and Todd.
Is he going to run with the beast with you?
No, it's going to be the Cash Truck, Casey Truck against Flash. They're all still all going
on. Okay. That's going to be a good one, Wheelchair. You're right. Wheelchair, you might want to... Everyone out there is gonna be a good one, man. Ain't no bad. I didn't see no bad races out there. I mean, the bad races out there we kind of erased, and we ain't gonna talk about the one that we erased. But wheelchair, it's a who's who. It's a pick 'em race, man.
We got people like
my boy Tate. Now Tate, you know, I talk a lot of trash to Tate, but if I talk trash to you, that means I like you some kind of way. I want to see him do good. He's bringing his car out. Bobby Cole basically bringing his car out. A lockdown them, basically bringing their car out. We got James Black, basically bringing his car out. Man, we got some good stuff going on.
What about that?
Some good stuff.
What about that doggone? What about that new kid, John Dillinger?
Josh Lowe gonna be the Buffalo of the year or the Jackass of the year, cause he's locking in some doggone heavy hitters. And man, oh man, he just jumped out there in the middle of the ring, man. You right with you? Ain't no bad race. Kenny, your mic on too, Kenny. Kenny, if you want to say something, your mic on.
Started bitching King Kong. Who you like on that one, dog? Started bitching King Kong. Off the ramps.
I like Salty.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Don't forget now. If Scandal get away from me, I got my baby brother, Will Barnes. He's going to slap him down.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, dog. The last time Scandal met Will Barnes, who won that race?
Will Barnes did.
All right, that's what I thought. I think Chuck coming for revenge. Chuck coming back and paying
Chuck,
back.
Chuck, if Will Barnes with Easy Money don't gap Chuck, if he don't gap him, Wheelchair, I'm taking you out to a steak dinner anywhere you want to go. If he don't gap him.
Oh.
I ain't talking about the wind light.
No.
I'm talking about gapping him.
Hold up.
Chuck said he did. I thought Chuck rode the tires off. Somebody, hold up. I just got a correction. Chuck said he won the last one. I thought Chuck rode the tires off and Will Barnes beat him.
That's what I thought, too.
I might be wrong. Hold on a minute. 706. Go ahead. I thought Chuck blowed the tires off, and Will Barnes beat the shit out of him. I thought.
No, I'm thinking this the other way around,
I just got Chuck text me and said he won. I just got a text from Will Barnes and said he won the last one in Memphis.
Oh, man.
That's what I thought.
Somebody lying.
That's what I thought.
Somebody lying.
Yeah, one of them lying.
I thought the last time they raped was in Memphis. I thought the last time they raped was in Memphis.
And Will Barnes won. Chuck blows the ties. And Will Barnes beat the shit out of him.
That's what I thought, too. Now, I might be wrong.
No, that's what I thought. Ain't no thought in it. Now, I thought that was the last one. But anyway, we don't care about the last one, the first one, the one in between. We talking about the one that's finna happen now, kid. The one that's finna go down right now. What about this one?
You didn't even think about this one. Jesse James in lockdown.
Yes, I did. I'm going to tell you something right now with you. If lockdown keep the front end down, they're going to be the dark horse of this racing. Lockdown got a tough cowboy. They got a 60-footer. They get, oh, Jesus.
Well,
that's all I'm
saying. What about the chosen one, man? What about the chosen one?
Chosen one ain't proven. He got to be proven first. I don't give a damn about no chosen one. I ain't said nothing about
Tony Bynes is bringing pocket change in the house.
Yeah. Well, Tony Bynes is a consistent man. You know, Tony don't need no build-up. And like he said, I don't know how fast that car that James Black them got, but all I got to say is they're going to have to go to work to work pocket change. Pocket change ain't no pocket change. That's all I'm going to say like that. It ain't pocket change. Don't forget, though.
Okay, dog.
Also, with no lock-in race now, Backstabber will be in the house too now.
Oh, man.
Backstabber will be in the house too now. And if Cowboy got his scooter, you know he's going to ride around in the scooter and get somebody. Somebody's going to get effed up.
Somebody's going to get fucked up.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this one out there, dog, and then I'm going to go to mute. Wesley Snipes versus Fade to Black. Fade to Black.
Now, I seen what Dernier said he ready to go. But until he do, I'm going to say Fade to Black ain't going to fade to nothing because he ain't even going to be that
man.
Raggedy car. That's what I'm going to say. But I wouldn't.
Damn.
That just goes to show you. See, kid, that just goes to show you how important this race is. Now, everybody that was planning on going coming down Friday, you might want to come Thursday. It might get on. Now, don't get me wrong. I would be wrong if I didn't put it out there for some people that they already know, make like they don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen on Saturday. Saturday looked like it's a possibility it might be a little rain. But you know how that changes. It might just rain in the morning, 10 or 15 minutes. So I'm telling you.
It'll be hot enough to dry up.
Yeah. That's right, kid. Plus, that means if you really want to race, and you got a race, and you think it might rain Saturday, Friday, we'd be on all night. We'd be on all night waiting on your Friday, baby. Okay, Antonio Jones. Yeah. So anybody that's going to buy the cold race and they use an excuse, I heard a couple people already use the excuse about, oh, it's showing rain. Man, get away from me with that. I don't want to cuss today. Get away from me with that dumb shit. You know, because if you want to race at a race like this, hey, man, get on that and get it in. Get it in. I heard through the grapevine, kid, I didn't want to put it out. Just in case. It rains Saturday. Bobby Cole said he might on Mother Sunday, and Sunday's showing pretty well. So all y'all jokers that trying to get out of races, talking about it's going to rain and hoping for the rain, you're a bunch of sissies. Don't even call.
See, it's a difference between rain and a thunder shower. See, a thunder shower hitting, you know, it go away. And
yeah,
it's going to be hot enough to dry up.
Might not even hit the racetrack.
Right. Yeah.
But my point is, I've been hearing some people getting scared trying to bag out of, oh, it's showing, oh, it's there. Don't even show up. Don't even come. Don't even say you come. Because you're a bunch of sissies. You've been there plenty of time to know about this race. Everybody in the world know about this race right here. Everybody in the world. So if you're making excuses, talking about the weather, you didn't want to do that no way. Because if you're a real jerk and you thought the weather was a problem and you say you was locked in to come anyway, move your race up to Friday or Thursday, kid. Move it up to Friday or Thursday.
Right.
If you really want to.
That's, That's grudge racing. That's grudge racing for you, dog.
So, I'm on anybody the one, but in any of these talk shows today, I might have a show tomorrow too. I don't know. And I guess I'm going live. Don't come in with that old. Don't come in with that jive talking about I didn't go cause it's supposed to rain. No, mister. No, mister. You've been at 3, 4, 5, 6 months to know about this race. If you lock the race in and you call it off because you're talking about the supposed to rain on a Saturday, you didn't want to race no way. Because you can move out, you can move the race up or back. Bobby said big thing look good. He might open up on Sunday, with you. He might open up on Sunday. Sunday showing perfect weather. Yeah. And anytime you see someone like that behind a rain day kid, like you said, it's normally just a pop up shower. That's all it is.
Right. It's a difference between a thunder shower and rain.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Chuck just took me back and told me, the Weird Barnes did kick his ass down there, which I already knew that, though. But I wasn't going to argue with Chuck because Chuck is a racer. He come to race. 708-0482. Come on in here. 708-0482. Come on in here.
I said I'm going to beat both of y'all ass and look for more.
Chuck, you know, regardless, what you do, Chuck. Chuck on race. And if he whoop my ass, he whoop my ass. If he don't whoop my ass, me and him going out to eat. We're going to go act a fool. We're going to go out and eat. So me and Chuck ain't got no problem. We're going to do what we do. What's going on, Chuck? What's going on, bro?
Nothing, just sitting back relaxing.
Hey, man.
Festivities tomorrow to get out this cold motherfucking weather.
Yeah, y'all talk. Bro. I got to go to the private room for a minute.
Turn that Miller highlight up and talk loud.
Hey, you motherfucker need to be bringing me some, you lousy ass motherfucker. You know, the more I drink, the better my reaction time be.
I'll get you some Michelob Ultra,
Now, you know, I can drink that too, Chef, but I can't drink that shit you be trying to give me.
All right, I ain't doing that much drinking this weekend. I got to stay focused this weekend.
To about 11 o'clock, your focus be gone.
King Kong got to take me out, so I got to be very careful.
Yeah, they got some good goddamn action coming, so we gonna see what's happening.
Y'all made it there yet, Chuck?
I'm sitting in the crib, man. Shit, I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow to watch tape. I just heard some news. Leon is out of his race.
Leon said he wanted me. So somebody get Leon on the phone. Let's meet him and get locked in there. I'm tired of Leon.
You want me to call Leon?
Because he keeps saying that I jumped on him in his car with him.
Y'all need to get that shit on, dog. Let me see.
Get him on the phone then. Let's get it on. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone.
I'm trying to figure out how to add a call. Hold on.
You like me, Chuck.
I don't even know how to add a fucking call.
Chuck, look at your phone. Look at your phone where you got it at. Look at your phone where it say you on there, Chuck. Where it says you on there. And you see that thing that says add a call. Where it says add a call. Just hit that thing that says add a call and then call him up. And then when he come in there, it'll show you where you can merge.
I had to shrink it. Hold on. I ain't that motherfucking smart, but I can drive good.
Hold up. This might be him. Hold up. He might be caught. This might be him. 219-2285. That might be him right here. That you, Leon? Legan. Legan.
Him up.
219-2285. That's Legan right there.
What up?
Shit. We need to go on with this thing. Since I heard about you and y'all can't run the quarter because they ain't running no quarter mile runs. So now you don't have to run.
What you want to do, sir? And I ain't cussing you, I'm being nice. What you want to do, sir?
I run a smoke now.
Oh, okay. When y'all supposed to run, Lincoln?
We supposed to run Saturday, but if everything go good, I'm gonna run it Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right.
Because I can't come down there. I want to come tomorrow, but I can't come tomorrow because I can't get nobody to get my.
No problem. No, Lincoln, you straight now. You said the right thing. I ain't talking no trash to you, my man. That's what I'm talking about, my man.
He'll fuck you on Friday.
He's like, Cause I know he'll raise it, but he's like, you know, he don't want to lock on raise there now. Because we both got to raise Friday, so, you know, we can wait to Friday. We can wait to Friday and see what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Good report, Lincoln. Appreciate it, baby.
Yeah, I did that second race because I know that second race, that second race with me and Flop, I know what my car can do on horsepower, and I know what I know what was going to happen with him. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was gonna pay that first race off just to load up on him on the second race. I swear to God I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna pay that first race off. Since they say they gonna bet. And my nephew's coming with me, so I got some gambling help. Pay that first race off and load up on that second race. But it ain't happened. I called him yesterday and I asked him, I said, I ain't trying to get rid of no race. What do you need? I said, you know what? I give you the break. He said, no, that ain't enough. I said, God damn, I'm still running today. I'm going to cut it on. I'm going to give you the break. He said, no, that ain't enough. Then I said, you know what? I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to get on one system. I'm going to get on one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on one. I'm going to spray one system. You can do what you got to do. He said, no, I don't want none of that. So I left it alone.
Well, I ain't mad with him about that. But now, give him the break. Boy, that's something to think about now.
So I was going to spray.
You heard what I said? That first race. You heard me talking trash?
Yeah.
We cussed each other out the other day. I ain't mad with you at all today because everything you're saying is some real shit today. So I can't even cuss you or nothing. All I can say is hats off to you, boy. That's what I'm talking about. You saying what a real racer do. You can't get one off, you change it to another. You doing good now. I ain't mad with you.
We all going to be down there. Shit. If don't nobody else, I'm going to race, you know. I might not race the way everybody like me to race, but I'm going to race. I always come to Bobby. Ain't that when the Bobby race is not race? Win, lose, or draw. I'm getting my man to go. But I wish we could have got that off. I was just going to show him. I was going to show him better than I can tell him, but, you know, it didn't happen. And it's all good.
Well, I'm going to tell you now. You know, they call me shit starter. If I get out there and I mess around there, Flop saying nobody going to drive his car, do nothing. I ain't got a driver then, but if I get out there and I see him shake it down the way I like it, you still might get that race if I got to put the money up. Because some races I want to see, because I just want to see it. Because I don't want to hear y'all the next three months talking about whoever got all that construction that can put your phone on mute. Whoever got that construction
that
can put
your phone
on mute. I ain't going to lie, dog. That's me over detailing. You know, it got dirty up there Saturday, so I'm wiping it down right now. I'm in the bottom of the barrel now.
Okay. But I know what you're saying as far as that.
But see, that deal what I did, that deal me and him had on the horsepower race, he had to drive. That was the reason why I gave him what he asked for. I gave him that because he had to drive. Let me guess, Flop. But you know, we talk all this shit on phone. I'm gonna really see if you can drive. You say you can drive. You got to get in there. That's why I made it like that, and that's why I went test my car like I did Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel good. And he had that coming. He had that coming. God is my witness. But I did. I had already told my nephew. I said, you know what I'm going to do? Because I had betting, side bets and everything on that race. I said, I'm going to pay that $500 off. And I'm going to load up. We're going to continue to load up because they say they coming with that bag. They going to bet. So we're going to bet more on that horsepower race. But it did not.
All the jokers that be on these phones talking, Bub and James Black and all them, we're going to get it settled one day, one way or the other down there this week. Because I ain't going to be on these shows the next 3 months in the same old shit.
Talking about that shoulda, woulda.
Coulda, shoulda did.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear all this for the next 3 months on these shows, man. Right now, Leakin is batting 1,000. He ain't said nothing wrong. And that's all I be on his butt when they seem like they be dodging. I get a joke with the dog, especially a joker like Leo and myself, because we race. So we don't dodge no race. So it seemed like he was trying to dodge at first, but he didn't came on right now.
Hey, dog, I'm going to just say this. I came and placed the bet, and I usually don't lock no two races in. But, you know, I'm going to put it like this. I know what I come to gamble with. I know how much money I'm going to bet. I got a family, so I know what I'm going to bet. Now, when I got other people that was done to me before about I got this on you. When I raced with Chuck, don't you remember we was going to race in Huntsville, and the man turned around and said he told me he had 500 or something like that, and had 250 on it, and the man's lying and said, then y'all had to come out and say, dude, you did tell him that. I can't continue to go to these tracks depending on somebody work on my pot. If I'm running for 2,500, that's what I got to run with. I ain't get myself stuck up there like that. And I got like that in Huntsville when they raised Chuck now. That man said he had 250 that money. Then kept that lie, say he didn't say that. But he gave it up after everybody said, you did say that. I don't want that. So that's what I'm going to race what I can afford to do. If I win, I go to another motherfucker. Because I whip smoke. James Black can shut his fucking mouth because I'm getting him. We ain't leaving nothing. Until I race
somebody
him.
Gonna get him.
He getting him. I'm getting him.
Yeah.
He getting him.
Tired all that.
He is
ain't
getting
gonna be none of that shit. Only as soon as the damn race over there, everybody was gonna do this and was gonna do that. No,
all that shit
would have. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, kid. All that shit.
So we're gonna put a stop. To all that bullshit.
Everybody that been on these shows here for the last couple of months with this, what I'm gonna do? They gotta come to the. They gotta come to the plate now. Otherwise, when they come on these damn shows, Leakin, you said it. You said it, Leakin. If they come on these shows, bullshit, don't even let them on. Now, you said that yourself, man.
They kill the show.
We're going to put a stop to all this bullshit about them dogs shitting on the side of the road. Yep, we're going to put a stop.
Man, kid, them already shitting on the side of the road. They hold their bowels is bagged up. They ain't shitting. They bagged up because they ain't going. Give them all that sunshine and then turn around. Every time you try to lock a race in, now I got this time, I got that time. Well, quit coming over here drawing on everybody. And then when mama put your time up there, you got something to say.
Hey, Will, get Bobby Cole on there to say something, man. It's his race. He got to come on here. Get Bobby Cole on here to say something before I slap the shit out of him, man. I ain't been cussing, but get him on here. Get Bobby Cole on there. You got to come on here and say something. Will, get Bobby Cole on there.
Is they gonna open the track up?
When? What you talking about, Leakin? When? What you talking about?
Friday.
What times?
Oh, Saturday.
Right.
It's one of them things. Bobby, or Woody. I'm gonna put it this way. It's showing one time, but depending on certain circumstances, it might open earlier or whatever. It's gonna be. Bobby's gonna try to accommodate everybody. I'm gonna put it that way. He's gonna try to accommodate everybody, so don't worry about it. Just as long as you admit it, just be there and be listening up. You know.
Well, dog. What I'm saying, dog, is remember the last time we there, how the people was bagged all out in the highway. They wouldn't let nobody in. They were holding it up.
Yeah, but we got you in on that too, Leakin. Yeah, we can't never say what's what because we don't own the tracks, Leakin. We got we got to bend and go by what they said. But I know what you're saying. We're going to work through. We're going to make it work the best we can make it work. I'm going to put it that way, Leakin.
I'm riding out with my brother now. Whatever it takes.
Get Bob on the phone, wheelchair. I want to get on.
Come on, dog.
Hey,
come on. Hey, come on. Hey.
Bob,
hey,
come on,
dog. Wick up. It's Wick.
What y'all need? What y'all need?
They want to talk about the ring, Wick. Talk about the ring.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we on.
Let me get Mike on. Mike and Tom.
And grudging and everything. Friday, we got a bunch of grudge racing going down. Back to back. Thursday, we got big shootout and some grudge racing. Dog on the mic. Y'all know what's going on. Ain't no sense in got that.
Yeah, we're
going
to be doing it up. Yeah.
It's going to go down.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're gone.
It's ought to be a good one.
Tennessee man.
Hey, wheelchair. Hey, kid, y'all talk for a minute. I'm finna go to the private room for a minute. Hold on.
Man, don't nobody want to talk to Whit. Don't nobody want to talk to Whit, man. He got on my man Tony Bynum's case last night about talking to Whit. Shit.
Prime time. What about Whit?
When you put it out, leak it?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
I get out tomorrow night, kid. That's the closest I could do.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, you better come in there Friday. I get in there Friday.
I'm thinking about tomorrow night, too. I'm thinking about it. If not, it goddamn would be about 4 or 5 o'clock Friday morning.
Yeah, about around the time it is. You get out there. If you can't race nowhere, they ain't open the track up to about 5 o'clock anyway, so, you know, and I can't get my room until, I think I would get my room until
after
2 afternoon,
o'clock.
Anyway.
After 2 or 3 o'clock?
That's, that's when I get my room, so. Somebody shop be doing something. If I go by Perry, go by my agent's house or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lincoln, what time are you getting on the road tomorrow?
About tomorrow night. I get on tomorrow night with you. I drive all night. I like riding at nighttime anyway.
Yeah,
me too.
I noticed that. That is a better time to drive. You right, Lincoln?
No traffic.
Yeah,
kid, I'm gonna tell you something though. Everybody got their own way, but I'm gonna tell you something. I don't burn much fuel when I run at nighttime, cause you ain't got to be hitting no brakes and people, you know what I'm saying? Less traffic. Me and the semi.
Well, your car make more power. Your truck make more power in the cool weather. Oh, it make more power. It don't take as much to burn it that way. It don't strain as much.
Yeah.
Good report, dog.
Good report, dog.
Yeah, 7-0-8-2-0-4-0.
Now,
Mike, y'all tell me some shit I don't know, man.
The cooler the air is, the less strain it put on it because it makes more power. So when it ain't got all that power to make up for that heat, it's going to run.
It ain't going to matter to me. This goddamn school goddamn... It go in the heat or the coolness. It ain't going to matter to me.
Oh, but a lot of folks didn't know that. At nighttime, you get more fuel efficient at nighttime.
Right.
I like traveling at nighttime because less traffic, you get in and out them stations and keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chuck fell off. He's back on, though. You back on, Chuck.
Yeah, I hear you. I was like, damn, Bobby need to give out some free motherfucking diesel or something. God damn.
hey, Chuck, you gonna get cussed out, Chuck.
hey, Leon, I had to set my motherfucking limiter down to 65. Nah, I can't run that fucking 85 no more.
Hey, Chuck,
I am too.
Hey, Chuck, hey, lay off that pedal. That few miles keep on going now. Now that's a proven one.
I see. They don't even want me to drive my own motherfucking truck.
hey, dog, same thing with some of them big trucks. Yeah, you put them on cruise, hell, they get better miles than your foot on there trying to make it on every time it's going down on here. It maintains.
Yeah, yeah,
Mike, I ain't gonna lie. Right. I can't ride on cruise control. I can't ride.
I don't do it much either. But I'm saying,
I know we'll maintain it better than we would. My question is, how much better? That cruise control will get you in trouble too.
Now you said catch yourself over that 9-0.
Yeah, it'll make you nod off, Lee. It'll make you nod off, man. Yeah.
You get too comfortable driving.
I'm gonna tell you why I can't ride on cruise control, Lee. Man, you gonna laugh. I can't stand for a car to pass me.
Oh man.
Okay.
I bet you ain't gonna send up that state trooper pass.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you why I ain't driving no cruise control. Cal City, you on the Cal City, you on?
Hey, we're coming from Hattiesburg, and I got Three Love Road driving. That time bitch had it on cruise control, and I heard the road noise. The next thing I know, we was bucking and bouncing. That mother had fell asleep behind me.
Oh man.
I woke up hollering, grabbing the steering wheel. Mama was on the side of the truck blowing the horn. Everybody up in their seat. This nigga figured kill everybody.
When that cruise control leaves.
That's why you ever see me and him, you ever see me and him, I'm doing 90% of chance, I'm doing all the driving. Well, I had to grab it because we was in the middle of the highway. And you know that bridge, in the middle of the highway, it's a drop-off down there. I pulled the wheel and pulled us back out. That man was asleep, man.
Hey, Lincoln, I was trying to go to Bowling Green and literally stayed up two straight days. I mean, 48 hours in the garage. Made up my mind the last minute I wasn't going to be able to take the car, right? I started out driving. I gave my partner the wheel about 4 o'clock in the morning at 4:15. I said, Pepper, you got it? He said, yeah, man. Man, the time it took me to push my hat from the back over my eyes and put us in the ditch.
Some people just can't get that drive.
This is no lie, hey, dog. The man didn't drive 20 minutes before he was asleep, man.
Dude.
I mean, dead asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you must forgot to, you must forgot to get the chainsaw. The reason why you can't take the car.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
man. Damn,
hey,
wheelchair.
Always remember this, chair. He who laughs first will laugh last. Just remember that now. Don't forget it.
That was so disrespectful.
Don't forget it. Yeah. All they got to do is keep on laughing. Just don't forget it.
I'm there, Joe.
All good laughs come to an end. All come to an end. I promise you.
You going to make it out of
here? Call me today.
You gonna make it down, I
think. I'm in TV. I'm torn between two opinions right now. Yeah, you know, I wanna go see Big Daddy off.
Man, they say you can visit Body's at 12.
Yeah, then dog friend is Friday. You know what I mean? I'm really cold.
Hey, D, what?
You done known someone. Skylock GS. Yeah.
Harry Dog. Mad Harry Dog Cannon.
If you ask anybody to throw for a field, they know it. He never missed the event. This is a 71 GS, my brother, 71 GS. They got pictures of a post over there. If you see the cow, the tree in it, you know that's it.
Mm.
Dang, boy, I tell you, hey, man, let me tell y'all something. Boy, all I can tell you, if you ain't ready, you better get ready. Because there's a lot of people leaving here, boy. A lot of people leaving here. If you ain't ready, you better get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all should have been listening to the press show. We say every time we get on the press show, I even say it because I played a song today. Y'all tune in Monday. Tell me how I played a song today related to that, Leakin. Y'all tune in for Monday's show. And Tim, I was going to break it down for y'all. I think everybody should listen to this. Because, like you said, Leakin, we leaving here. We leaving here mighty fast.
Man, getting out of here fast, man. Just a drop of dime. Danny stole the show. 1 minute he owned the phone, the next minute he gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show you.
He's got a check, next minute,
they promise you.
That's right. That's right, now. Big Daddy said I texted at 3:11. I got my first text from him. 3:11 in the morning.
Who's all these people that don't show up that ain't going to show up? That's the problem.
Uh-oh. Chuck going to call it the way he sees it. Chuck going to be like y'all back here.
Chuck.
Chuck,
I'm going to take my car. Shit. Already know that's a joke. Well, Chuck, you know what? I think that just is attention in the wintertime. It's time now. You don't want the attention. So I ain't going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, indeed. I give more respect to a motherfucker than say I can't do it. Yeah. Cool with that. Hold on a minute.
I like to y'all take a trip, get on down that road. Take it easy. Don't be in no rush because it ain't going nowhere. Don't get a piece of no money.
Hey, Ligon.
Yeah.
What besides races you going to be in, disregard that. What's the most anticipated race? Just give me one, the most anticipated race you want to see. Just one. All over one.
Shit, I want to see Bobby Cole and that damn...
Uncle Sam.
I got to see that. I got to be there. Uncle Sam,
kid, what's your one, kid? Just one race you definitely want to see. Yeah.
Okay, I would like to see... The chosen one in Chino.
Right.
Okay. That's basically two unknown. If Brother D texts me about this damn, if he texts me and said, damn it, a low rider, I'm going to hang him up.
Oh, man.
Lord,
how much?
Okay.
Oh, you got to let
him. It's something else.
Oh, you got to let You got to let Brother D live out of here.
Man, Brother D, every show he texting me with some jokes, some junk, man. But damn lowrider. No.
How long you been holding that in, Mike?
just mad as any texting you talking about whatever that damn
name. Come on, Chuck.
Chuck. Hold up, guys. We doing everybody. Everybody's one race. Chuck, what's one race you like that you got to see? You got to see it.
What I got to see?
Well, I'm saying one you want to see, you know. I'm saying one of you that you want to see.
The one I want to see is King Kong.
Yeah. Stokey, what's up?
Good name, Stokes. Y'all throwing my name around on here.
Y'all forgot about Salty Bitch.
We got the noise now. Put it on mute. We got a whole lot of mics over now. Put that noise on mute. Flop, what you mean they're throwing you? You sound like you're mad, Flop. Ain't nobody said nothing bad about nobody today yet. What's going on, Floppy?
Him said not yet.
No, I got the impression that I ain't trying to go for Leon conversation.
No, he didn't say it. No, he ain't really say it like that.
Oh, okay.
I gotta.
Maybe I'm reading different.
Well,
He on the phone now. He can take it for himself, but I didn't hear him say it like that.
Okay. I said
though, Pop, I don't know how long you've been on. I knew y'all called it off because y'all was running the quarter mile. But I said, and he said right. He tried to let you shoot better than running 8 mile and give you the break or something. I said, if I see Flop do a shake,
yeah.
But Flop, he said, I know it might seem bad, but it wasn't bad. He said he didn't believe you can drive. Well, a whole lot of people don't believe you can drive, Flop, so that wasn't that nasty. Problem.
I know, dog. Well, dog, let me just say this about the race. He did call me off a race, but goddamn, dog, you got to look at the technicalities of you're going to be technical, and I am about my money. A man finna run me on the motors and then turn around. If I said, no, we're going to shorten the distance and then I'm going to let him fire at me, I got to
I said, if I see Flop make a shakedown and he'll do it to me, I'm going to bet the money. I'm going to bet the money. Yeah. I just want Leon. Leon got to get – somebody got to kill him. Smoke gonna probably kill him. Somebody got to kill him.
So,
then he offer you the break.
What? Again? Can you say that again?
Man.
Chuck, you're fine with that, Chuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it back?
Yeah. Hear it again. Yeah. Like what you get? Yeah.
He offered you the break.
Yeah. But he turned the
mic on. Is that my phone or Flock's phone fucking up?
Both of y'all was. You good, Nacho. Both of y'all keep going in and out, though. You good, Nacho.
I said, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me now, Chuck?
Yeah,
you
right
good
now.
I said, yeah, he offered me the break, but he get to turn on that nitro.
Oh yeah. You can't take all the man's shit away from him. You gotta give him something.
Shit, if they was gonna shorten it up, why not do the same race, hell? That's the way I was seeing it. Chuck, hold on. Let me explain it to you.
Yeah.
Since you seem to be a Leon fan, I'm gonna just explain the technicalities to you. And I know you know.
No, you ain't got to explain it to me. I know his car ain't
going
to shit. I know his car ain't going to shit.
But if I had what you had, I'd say he ain't going to shit either.
I ain't got nothing.
I'm not
in it. I just, you know, that break is a motherfucker, man. God damn.
Hey, dog, let me ask you something. Is the break a motherfucker? You can ask good and clean on and got caught, didn't you?
But, Bob, I don't make no excuses.
But Chuck, let me ask you this. If a man going to beat me on the motor through the quarter, shit, what do you think I was going to be out front? He was going to drive around me on the top side, and I'm on the nitrous?
I'm just getting the little particulars of it. You know, I mean, y'all do what you want to do.
Hold on, Flop. Shut up, Flop. I knew you expected me to help you out here. I've only got three Texans on it also. Flop got the right thinking. If a man could stop, he could beat me on the muscle, a quarter mile, I would take the damn break and let him shoot at me. Hell no. I don't blame him. I wouldn't do it either.
Hey, dog, I'm going to have to school him. I ain't talking to Chuck. I'm talking about to the listeners. I'm going to say, if you steal a break good like you did, there may be three cars. If I turn my motherfucking nitrous on, I figure I'm at least three or four cars faster than when I was on the motor. Goddamn right, that's a stupid-ass race for me.
Yeah.
And then, not to mention, he said he'll get on one system and that's cool. But he sure done said a lot about Death Row too. So, hey Chuck, I may not be worried that fuck at all, but on paper I got to stick to my guns.
I got you. I'm just meddling. I ain't saying shit.
Oh, I know it, Chuck. I know it.
All right, Rob. Don't get yourself in no trouble. You can't get out of it. If you piss me off, I'm gonna lock that race in. I'm gonna lock that race in and you piss me off, man. Don't give me no trouble.
I can't give myself in no trouble.
I said me.
Don't lock shit in, dog.
I said don't get me.
Oh, no.
Hey, man. Hey, if I can see Prop in person, don't tell me what I won't do now, because I'm a gambling joker now. I done seen Scandal bail out there and I locked you in. So, you know, I don't think I can win that race, but...
That's your motherfucking fault.
Well, it ain't no fault. I mean, if everybody raced like me, we wouldn't need shootouts.
Yeah, you're right. It ain't nothing but a gamble. You're right. It ain't nothing but a gamble. Just a fun bet, you know.
I done seen you go out there like you said. I done seen you knock the tires off. You better be right, though. That damn easy money ain't no joke. That easy money, that's going to be a damn good race, but I believe you're going to knock your ass out, though.
Man, I'm right away from it bad.
Well, in that case, I ain't got a chance then.
My shit'll be right. Well, just trust and believe. I ain't touched that bitch since I left 42, so I'm good.
You're smart. That's what's wrong with everybody else. They go out there and go think they have justice and do this and don't even run as good as they ran before. Shit, if it ain't broke, why fix it? If it ain't broke, what you fixing it for?
Mm-hmm. It's gonna run that same slow time. I just gotta leave. That's all. Hold on.
All I know is I ain't scared. And if I get out there and get happy feet, Prop gonna be in trouble. Cause I'm gonna lock his ass in. Leon. Anyway I can try to get Leon, I'm gonna try to get him this week. I don't care who it is, whether it's me or somebody else. I got to get Leon, got to get whooped. Oh, I forgot. If Smoke whooped him, I'll be all right. Though. If Smoke on, if Smoke beat him, then I'll be all right. I just want to get his ass whooped. Though. All right, guys, I'm still feeling a little grouchy now. My neck is good, though. I'm good to go. But my stomach upset. Now that medicine upset my stomach. Got me throwing up a little bit. But y'all got to keep the show going now. I've been doing a pretty good job keeping the show going yet. Just damn, no, not the shit. I wasn't shitting. I throwed up. I vomited. I can't keep none on my stomach right now.
Okay.
You know, you always, when you take that medicine, you always take a half. You take a half a pill first and see how you feel.
Yeah.
Never take.
Well, I'm good now. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good now. Hey, Chuck, Tim, I've got something you want to say, but you're scared to say it. Tim, I'll your mic, man.
I ain't scared to say it, dog.
Can you hear me?
I just wanted to make sure. What'd he say?
I thought I heard him talking. I heard Chuck saying something. I really wasn't sure. I thought he said Big Tim Howes and the big son of a gun. I didn't know if he was talking to me or not. I didn't know if that's what he was doing.
Man, don't nobody mention your motherfucking name up here, man.
Damn.
You got to be the biggest dummy in the world. These motherfuckers stretching their hand out here to help you. You got some pro motherfuckers trying to help you.
Come to the phone, Chuck. You must be on speakerphone. Come to the phone, Chuck.
Motherfuckers in Detroit.
Chuck, come to the phone, Chuck. You on speakerphone?
Nah, I'm on my earpiece, but... You still can't hear me?
Your shit fucked up. Yeah, you keep going back and forth. You keep going away
right,
from
hold
it.
On, hold on, hold on. My battery might be low. Hold on.
Yeah, you're good right there now.
Can you hear me?
Can
you hear me better now?
Yeah, you perfect right now.
Can you hear me better now?
That is so disrespectful.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, you got to be the biggest dumb motherfucker in the world. You got some pros that are trying to help you. And you sitting on your ass, there's some non-racing motherfuckers up in Detroit.
I take that little light ass bitch you got and whoop everybody in the world. But you sitting on your ass, so you know what? I'm gonna flatline your ass when I see you.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
I wish a motherfucker would say, "Come down here and give me your car, and I'm gonna fix this bitch." Shit. Let a motherfucker tell me we gonna straighten your car out. I had that bitch FedEx down there. And you talking that motherfucking shit. Hell no, ain't nobody gonna call your motherfucking name because you ain't did shit. You got a damn fast. It's super light, and you let some motherfucking peons beat you.
Lord, have mercy.
And you trying to get your motherfucking driver killed.
Damn.
He tried to save your ass twice. One, you ran him in the damn rocks. The second time, goddamn, he had to lift because he was crossing. You see how this damn car runs. You
the
one fucking up.
Not in the sand pit.
Yeah, he the one fucking up. You ain't got no help up there, man. Send that bitch on down there and get it done. I'm gonna fuck you up, whatever you do to
Chuck,
yeah.
Chuck, he had to send it. I was gonna come get it.
Shit, come get it. Yeah, hey, come get my shit and take off about 300 pounds of that bitch so I can beat Tim House weight. You hire that motherfucker down there as soon as I leave Memphis. Where you want me to drop it off at? You playing around.
Yeah,
you fuck
playing
with
around.
You're going to get killed every time. I ain't call your motherfucking name. Tim. I ain't calling your name because I know you ain't going to race no more.
Damn.
Damn, Chuck, I won't even hold that.
You got a motherfucking blessing. You better keep it.
My. How long you been holding that in, Chuck?
Ain't no holding it in. I'm trying to tell him that shit every day. Every day he talk that shit. I don't call his motherfucking name. They don't call me. I don't call the morning show. Them the ones be playing that shit up. He ain't going to do a goddamn thing. That shit happened in August, and he still ain't got the goddamn front end on the top.
Oh, man. Not August of 21.
Hey, he got a relationship with that engine builder. Man said, take that bitch off the shelf. He's like, well, I got to make a couple of calls. Nigga, take that damn motor.
Oh, man, not
whole,
bro.
You fucking around.
Hey, kid.
You know the motherfucking racing already scarce as hell up north.
Believe it or not, now.
You give me that little light, motherfucker, I'll show you what to do with it.
If he get his shit all the way right, before Dunya get his shit all the way right, I wouldn't be scared to try that, mother.
Oh, man.
Shit. Oh, he going to get fucked up, man.
He might.
And Tim getting that bitch right. I'm running right back with Cold Blue.
Oh, shit. Because
he damn sure ain't going to run my car.
Yeah, yes, he is. If I put my head on anything in Tim's office, I'm just saying put my head on. I ain't talking about no
dog. It's only
I'm
one God, and you ain't.
He's gonna run over Cold Blue and Scandal.
Well, hurry up and fix the motherfucker.
Hey,
I got an extra motherfucking truck coming. You want me to bring it down there to you?
Hey, Chuck, like you said, Chuck, he ain't moved. That's when I had the money to do it with now. I ain't saying I got the money to do it right now. I ain't saying it now.
Yeah, pussy high as hell.
When I did
that
money. When I did it.
He's sitting on his motherfucking ass staying on the phone. You need to get your ass in motion because ain't nobody up there doing shit for you. And they probably won't even do shit for you now because you wasted that opportunity.
Hey, Chuck. He could have got extra shit because any little money he might have had, he could have put that on some extra shit. I was going to take you all the other shit I told him. I was going to get the front end on the man, can't get to the car.
So he don't put the front end on. He is someone else's supposed to.
Hey, man. Shit, I could drive to Detroit and get my shit fixed. Why can't him? Why can't him?
But,
why can't he?
But it's a different.
Shit.
It's
I'll take that motherfucking 5-hour
with,
ride and have my shit right back.
You know
what's the fucking problem?
He's not working with.
What's the problem?
He's not working with though, Jeff. He can't. He don't get the training on.
Hey,
he
can make excuses for him all motherfucking day.
No.
He's gonna sit on his ass
no,
and let him sit on his ass.
It's not no excuse. It's just that if he's not doing the body work as far as putting the front end on and he at someone else's disposal, I mean, I would have been through with Lowry. I had the tree out if I wasn't at someone else's disposal.
No, no, you fucking with the wrong people. We already know that, B. Ain't no motherfucking excuse for him.
But what
he
I just
take
said,
that shit up there to rip anybody and they'll fix this car. They liked him. I don't know why.
They
he ain't did
yeah,
shit.
They will, but what... But what if they don't have the time right now? What if they don't have the room? They might be,
man,
I mean, most all shops
get them
are booked up right now. Most all shops are booked up right now.
Hey, they play the same bad shit whole play. You bring that shit in and I'll fix that shit right now.
It's not easy to just go into a shop.
All jokes aside, hold up. Guys, hold up. All jokes aside, what's the problem with Tim Carr? Is it the motor still got the rocks in it or he got to have a front end on both? Which one is it?
Hope. His biggest problem is Holbrook finishing what he's doing. So, what can he do until Holbrook is done? That's his man. That's his engine man. That's who has his engine. He got to finish it. Until Holbrook is done, there's nothing he can do but let you all crack jokes at him. He can't make the man finish.
I ain't cracking no jokes at him, man.
No, I'm just saying in general, you know, he hit every day.
He
hit a crack out of the jokes every day.
A.D., this is a serious motherfucking thing. If you take your to somebody and drop that motherfucking cash, they going to fix your shit.
I took mine to Kenny and I dropped in cash.
Well, we ain't talking about Kenny.
And Lowrider still there.
I'm just saying.
The tree has not been removed yet.
Because these motherfuckers say it's about these motors. You got that cash, they're going to find them parts and they're going to fix your shit. You tell them, man, I got a motherfucking race
but
in 2 weeks. I'll be able to pick that shit up Wednesday. They say it'll be ready.
It's not always about the part as much as having the time. You know, the time is just as important as the part is.
But see, they always going to put somebody fucking around on the back burner. But if you say, I got the money, I'm bringing my shit, fix it, I'm going to pick it up on this date, and then be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Why you
now,
think
I,
these
I,
motherfuckers
I have,
out here racing
I
all the
have,
time,
to,
and they blow their shit up now next
that.
Week? They not fucking around.
Wait a minute. I have to give you that because you're right in what you're saying. I got the money, here's the parts, here's the car. But what happens when I said that, Dog said that, Mike said that, Will just said that, and all of us going to the same guy? Here's the money. Here's the parts. Been said by who? Practically everyone that can afford to say here's the money. Here's the parts. So now
hey,
the guy is stuck with
the background.
Car,
got the background
car,
on. Mute phone, please. Please mute your phone.
Get
the background when
he's trying to fix at one time. I mean, I'm just keeping it as ball here. So I'm just keeping it real. The man got 100 different projects going at one time. So, Bro Tim feel like his project is the most important project of all. Well, when I walk in the door, I feel the same way. I went in and jumped out of Kenny's throat 2 weeks ago. Man, how is you working on someone else's car when my car has been here 3 years? You got my money in your jeans. You making new money, but you forgot the old money you spent. That was my money. But by the same token, he's still going to hear the same thing from that guy. Was he hit right now or when I leave? That guy feel like his job is the most important.
Well, all I can say is, D, we don't deal with motherfuckers like that.
Yeah, but
we'll
I hear
find,
that, but in
we'll
that
find
we do deal
somebody,
with people like that.
We'll find
we
some motherfuckers to do it.
When you know what I found, Chuck, I know you know this to be true. You can find a new engine builder, a new chassis man. Boy, he can begin at the best of service. As soon as he strike a name for himself and start moving up in the other direction, his attitude changed, his work habits changed, his work ethics changed. It's just a fact.
It's time to move on, D. It's time to move on.
It may be. But even with that, Chuck, Let's just say you 100% right. It's time to move on. My grandfather told me a long time ago when I was a kid, he said, son, when you got your hand in the lion's mouth, you got to be easy till you get it out. Holbrook is a lion right now. Holbrook is a lion right now. And Brook Tim got his hand in his mouth. He can't just snatch it out.
Hey, dog.
One time,
you sat there in front of Lil Mo Shop and where he said he got that bitch in. He got it in and fixed it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did.
All right, then.
Yeah. Okay, but now by the same token, I heard someone come on the phone just last week, and they said, man, we can't even get in the Mo Shop no more. We used to, we can't get in there now. Did I not hear that last week, dog?
That was me.
I'm not saying Chuck don't have a point. My point is that
you know why? Because you represent his name.
Both of y'all got a point.
If
anybody
wants their name out there, they're going to fix that shit and have it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And all them guys that go to Little Mo Shop, they represent him. He can't get his name out there if he got a car in that motherfucker for 3 months.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it may be longer than 3 months, though. It may be less. It's a situation where you caught in a situation. Yeah, I mean, should he have had Brook Tim car fixed? Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same time,
who's to say Tim even took his shit to hold Brook on time? If his shit blew up in August and you take that motherfucker in February, you might have a problem.
Damn. Okay, but, hey, Chuck, here's the thing with that. Now, you're right in what you said. You said a lot of shit what you just saying. But check this out. What if Holbrook couldn't accept the engine at that moment? That's his engine, man. Let's just say he hurt the engine in April. Holbrook may tell him don't bring the engine
I went up
week.
There in yes. January. I went up there in January with a motor and got that bitch back in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Allow me to reply to that. I'm not disagreeing with your 4-day venture, but you may have had more work to do. You may have had less work to do. The work that he had did for you may not be as intense as what he's doing for Brother Tim. We don't know.
It was more than cleaning out some fucking rocks.
Mm-hmm.
See, the rocks is what we know about. We don't know what else. He may have busted some pistols. We don't know.
He ain't bust shit, man. That motherfucker was still running, man. I was down there.
You can bust a piston.
Not the way that motherfucker was running.
We don't know.
Leon was down there talking about what happened. What happened?
Okay, but wait a minute. Let's back up. Let's just say it hurt.
AD, I ain't going to argue with y'all tonight because I know that's your boy. He's trying to cover for his
ass. It's not a cover. It's just
Tim ass is lazy.
He might be doing some other things to his engine he don't want to talk about. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his job.
Like he said. He had 3-4 motors sitting up there ready to go.
He may not want to buy that one. His pockets may not allow him to buy it. Maybe he didn't want to spend that cash.
I got all that, D. But you know what? You can make excuses. Tim been sitting on his fat ass, man.
Mm-hmm.
He may have been doing
that.
You could be 100%
Tim
right.
Tim sitting on his ass, man.
You could be 100% right in what you're saying, but you could also be 100% wrong. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I might, but I don't think so. Tim know he could have fixed that fucking car. And if he sit up there and tell the fucking truth, he know that he could have fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting on his ass, man.
Yeah. What a reason.
And he's sitting up on the phone talking shit, wait. You could have fixed your shit.
And I'm privileged to hear. Like you said, that's my
you
man.
Up there, he up there in goddamn Detroit where they make half the shit we buy. So somebody can hook him up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to say again. You said that's my man, that's my brother. And in a lot of ways, I'm privileged to hear some of the conversations that he has to endure with Holbrook. So I say again, we don't know what Brother Tim is doing. Oh, we know it's his contract.
He's sitting on his ass to me. And that's my opinion. I might be wrong, like you say.
Yeah.
He's sitting on his motherfucking ass making excuses.
I have to give you that.
Like I say, AAD, I got more respect for a motherfucker to say I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the bullshit me along, or if you fall for that bullshit, I ain't falling for it.
I want to ask you something.
Tim ass is lazy, and he ain't dead shit.
Okay, Chuck, I'm going to ask you something now. Let's be real.
He's still cool with me. That's my man. But his ass is putting on a motherfucking facade to y'all.
I want to ask you a question, Chuck. I'm going to just give me your honest opinion. You know Ken Ho, you've been on him a long time.
Okay.
Should not Low Rider has been done, it should have been done, correct?
Correct.
You agree with that, right? But it's not.
Yeah.
See, it's the same thing with Bro Tim. Bro Tim should have, would have, could have, but he's not. He's just not ready right now.
And all hey, D, let me tell you something, D.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. And you know me pretty good. When that motherfucker Hogan had my car, that bitch sat there for 3 weeks. He never touched it. Told me come up there and help him. I had to take off work a fucking week to help him. Took it. Mm-hmm. The shit was still wrong. I took my shit out of there. Took it to a motherfucker, fixed it in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the fucking problem?
Okay.
I just can't let nobody fuck over my money like that.
I'm going to agree with you 100% again. But he
you've been there. You know the type of cars he had sitting in there. It ain't because of the money. It's because Kenny is a lazy fat fuck.
Okay, I'm gonna say it again.
And he wants that quick money. So I don't want my shit sitting in nobody's shop doing nothing.
Allow me to say this now. I wasn't
so if you wanted your car out, you go get that bitch and take it somewhere else. And you put them things on that nigga and tell him, man, give me my shit and my money.
Hold on, Chuck. Because I am serious.
No, I'm just saying, D. So don't compare your car with them. If you wanted your car fixed, you could have had it fixed.
No,
that motherfucking punk ain't my friend.
The problem is
I'm paying him to do the work.
I'm not
do the fucking work.
Chuck, hold on, Chuck. We can't have the same thing. We're not dealing in friendship. We deal in financial shit. And the finance part of that, he has been paid. So now the car is in a situation where I can't just go in there and take it out. If I could, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fuck you have in deep, but if I had to let my car sit in a chassis shop for 3 years, I'd go buy another motherfucker.
It'll cause me more trouble going in and get it out like that than it would just go in and finish it. Now, do I have to deal with
it? Fuck it, then. That's what I got to do. That's what I got to do. If you save that man your money and you ain't got no fucking results, he got
to
give you your money.
I'm
getting your motherfucking car, and you just do the legal shit. I ain't trying to do that.
Results,
give me my shit.
The results, they coming. They just coming.
And that's what I had to do. I went and took my fucking car, and I'm never going back to
it. So Holbrook work is just coming slow. That's all I'm trying to see.
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know, you think one way. I ain't fucking around like you fucking around.
Here's the deal, though. We have a tendency to want another man's car to be ready at our disposal, and it just don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you see it. I don't see it like that. I pay you my motherfucking money. I want my shit done when you said it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fuck around like that.
It shouldn't make me hurt myself, dog. Somebody out here and put the hooks on my waist.
Hey, Chuck.
And I'm going to tell you again, D, in my opinion, Tim is fucking around with his car, making y'all feel sorry for him and shit. That motherfucker knows he should have got the damn car fixed.
But check this out, Chuck. Check this out.
I said that's my opinion, D.
Right. Now, I agree with you, and your opinion is right to you. But I want to ask you a question now.
Okay, well, you cannot explain my opinion.
Hold on. I'm not trying to explain your opinion. I'm going to ask you a question, entitlement with your opinion. I want to ask you a question now. What is the purpose of him trying to get me, Brother Dog, Brother Chuck, or Danielle, anyone else, Mike here for that matter, to feel sorry for him? We're not giving him a dime on the car. He paying for it. So what's the purpose of feeling sorry for
him? Hey, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that you don't know.
There's no purpose to that.
When Willie Dawes fuck with somebody, they get the fucking big head. And then it just goes on and on. So you figure that shit out for yourself. I already know what happened. So you got to figure that shit out for yourself.
Lord,
Dawes liked him. He puffed his ass. He ain't do shit. And that was it. Now Dawes want to fuck him up with that little ass, slow ass shit starter. You see what I'm saying?
No. I didn't serve with shit starter, but I'm going to fuck him up with two people, though.
Well, he gonna fuck him up with anything. He wanna fuck Tim up. Cause Tim don't do what the fuck he say.
Well, once
Tim
get going,
so don't, D, AD,
done, you know?
Don't explain that shit. Let Tim explain it. If people gonna listen to him, I don't give a fuck what he say.
It's not even
he know what the fuck he needs to do, and he ain't doing it, man.
As much as it is trying to let the racing world see how we don't have the right to just think what we want to think about someone else's car. We're not paying.
It's
for
only
it.
A fucking opinion. Don't nobody know.
Right. It's an opinion.
Don't nobody know. If you keep saying so, your shit or this, that, and other, just say, hey, man, my shit fucked up. I'll fix it when
I
can.
I don't hear Brother Tim saying
I give a motherfucker way more credit for just saying some shit like that.
Talking on Brother Tim about his car. Well, he's not saying nothing. His talk be a reply. You know, I mean, he do like everybody else. He may shoot a shot, a little joke or something. But 99% of Bro Tim talk about Big Red is a reply to what someone has already said. It's not like he going to open the door. I'll be in Memphis. Big Red ready. You know,
man,
he's not doing that.
I ain't going for none of that shit you saying. Hey, D, I ain't going for none of that shit you saying. If a motherfucker got a car and they can afford it, fix that bitch. If you can't, just say, I can't do it right now, and that's it. You ain't got to keep bringing up your fucking car name when it ain't running. Sit on the sideline until your shit get fixed. Then you can say something.
Sitting on the sideline. The racing world don't let him sit. The racing world always has
no,
something to
sell. No, don't let him sit.
So he be replying to it.
Don't, you know what?
Yeah,
don't nobody pay attention to Tim House but y'all that be on the morning show. Don't nobody else care about Tim. Because you know what? Tim ain't doing shit.
Again,
he ain't got his car running.
Okay.
So he ain't shit.
Okay, but
now when he get his car running, he can say something. But ain't no sense in keep saying Big Red. Because Big Red is dead.
Okay, I'm going to say again. You don't say nothing.
Stop. Why you trying to defend him and he won't defend his own goddamn self?
He don't ever need to defend himself because what's already understood don't need to be explained. It's written in stone. His car is not right. He don't be talking about his car. Everybody else want to talk about Bro Tim's car. And then when he or myself say something in return to it, they say,
if you a thing of the past, ain't nobody going
to
talk about you. But if you keep bringing that shit up, then people talking about just like you talking about this motherfucking shit now.
Okay.
That's a big fucking issue because the car ain't ready.
Hold on, sir. He can be busted. I was just holding him until he got a car.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. One more thing so I can get out the way. Hey, brother. I can come on the phone. We're going to call Chuck on him. We're going to call Chuck on him.
Exactly.
We're going to call Chuck on him. Get Chuck on the phone. He'll be good. That's what happened.
Hey, Tim,
Chuck
miss me with that shit. You the fucking one keep calling my fucking name out. You got motherfucker calling me. I don't even fucking know.
Stop
that bullshit, man. Like I told you, Tim, that's why I don't even fuck with you like that. I told me just call me when your fucking car ready. Every week, a motherfucker calling me. Tim said he don't do this. You ain't got a fucking car ready. Fix your goddamn car. Go up there to home and pay that man and get your fucking car.
As soon as they make
take
a
that shit over there to Richmond and put the front end on
him,
you can be great. You the one fucking around. All right, man. I'm done. Let's go back to the Memphis shit.
Lord, I must.
Fucking ass to Memphis. They might feel sorry for you and offer you some fucking help again. Mike Hill on the goddamn phone. Shit. He got the shit to work with. He might be able to help your ass. I don't feel sorry for your motherfucking ass.
My.
Oh, man.
Lord.
You talking about everybody else? Get your motherfucking ass to Memphis without a car. Make a fucking appearance.
He hadn't ruled out going to Memphis or Terry. He asked me was he going. He said, I don't know yet, Mike.
Man, that motherfucker ain't going, man. Quit it, D.
Mm-hmm.
You know he ain't going.
No, I don't. All I know is they asked him today, and my brother just said,
Tim, you going to Memphis? Tim, are you going to Memphis?
I don't know yet.
You a lie.
I don't know yet.
You a goddamn lie. You just lied when you said, You just lied when you said, you ain't got no intentions on going to support that man race.
Oh, no.
I don't know why motherfucker put up on the phone and listen to that bullshit. Just say you ain't going,
man. He didn't say he wasn't going,
A motherfucker honored, the truth, man.
But, Chuck, he didn't say he wasn't going.
That motherfucker said, he lying.
Oh, I just got to say,
watch this, Chuck. Now, what watch this, buddy. What if Holbrook said, come and get your motor? What I supposed to do? Go down the body or stay and get my motor?
Well, let's get his ass on the phone. Hold on. I'm on three-way y'all ass in right now.
Oh.
You want me to do
that?
Oh,
man. No, Holbrook.
Do you want me to do that?
I'm going back in the bushes.
Ain't nothing but more
I'm going
bullshit.
Back in the bushes.
Ain't nothing but more bullshit. All right, dog, talk about something else, man, because these motherfuckers, I don't
know.
I'm
going to
shut the fuck up now and listen. And go get me a damn beer.
Oh, no.
Whenever they finish, I'm going to go there and get me some rest. I got a lot of work to do still on this trip.
Me myself, bro, dog, I just be saying we don't know what Brother Tim is doing or not doing with his car. We can wait until he's done, surface with it, and then, you know, go to step A. Right now we are stuck, froze, and we need to be content with being on first base.
Checking the list. I'm checking it twice. And I ain't going to be nice.
Lord, I'm going to
be Big Red ain't going to be nice. My. Bert Hill said when Big Red surface, somebody going to be in trouble. I guess I'm going to remind you to call Holbrook tomorrow. See, can you speed the pace to
Oh, man.
I'm going out
tomorrow.
I'm going to go out there tomorrow.
Not Chris Holbrook.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
All right, y'all finished up, guys. We ain't got nothing else. We can go ahead and close this one out. Good discussion. Good points made on both sides. That's all I can say. Anybody got anything? Because if it ain't, I ain't pushing it tonight because I'm tired and I got some shit to do. I'll see y'all in Memphis already. Kid, get us out of here, kid. Get us out of here.
Yep. Everybody have a safe trip. And to Tennessee Madness, baby.
Hey, dog, what time you leaving out tomorrow?
I don't know, boss. It all depends on what time I was. What's up? What you need?
How about the time you leaving out? What time you get there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Boss man.
The gates on at 5 though, right?
Yeah, boss.
Hey, Boss Bass, give me a call when you get off the show, yo, man. I need to actually talk with you about something.
Yes,
yeah,
who this?
You got my this bro D.
Oh, okay. All right, man.
773-886-3490.
Hey,
how are
you, bro? Hey, hold on, bro. Back there quick. Hold on.
Man, Boss don't know nothing about no beauty.
Oh, man.
773, what up?
Oh, no.
886-3490.
349 what?
3490.
3490.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
That wasn't
Yo,
it.
I hear you.
You missed the underlay playing. He calling Tony. He say, Tony, after this race, can I paint your car red?
Oh, man. Not the imitation Big Red.
Oh, man. Oh,
not the imitation Big Red.
Oh, man.
I don't know about you.
He trying to help his brother out.
God, that is so disrespectful.
Chuck is bad acting, boy. Yeah, bro, TM, I know the feeling. If they don't, you know, TM, they
Boss, you got
anything
you
want to
talk about, Boss? We're still here, Boss. You got something you want to talk about, Boss?
Oh, no, I'm just getting ready for the test tomorrow night. Who all testing tomorrow night?
Oh, shit.
Everybody, you got to be some testing and some racing tomorrow night, bro. You better be, might be out the window. You better come out and ready to race. They're going to be racing tomorrow. They're going to be all testing.
You watch how many times you going to test mother say, I'm just testing.
Oh, man. Just testing.
They do that when they're scared to race, bro.
Just testing.
We're just testing our race for tomorrow. Our race for sheriff, just testing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do that when they're scared, Bob.
I'm going to be here tomorrow.
Look at California.
They call, I think, in my zip code. I'm not a drone. I don't know.
They're right, Bob.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm a damn sure hope I be there to push it up, too. Goddamn right. Fuck all that. I'm just testing shit. Yeah. Gotta goddamn it. All that old bullshit they be doing. That old pump faking shit. You finna stop all that pump faking, bro. Yeah.
You see a lot of people talking about I'm just testing tomorrow night. What?
I'm gonna take their name now. They come back on the damn show 3 or 4 months talking about what they could have, should have did. Ain't the right kid.
Whole lot of capping in this motherfucker.
Whole lot of capping.
Well, all right, guys, I'm finna go get me some rest if y'all ain't got nothing. I'll keep it on as long as y'all going, got something going on. But if you ain't got nothing going on,
I'm kidding. You never had a pills yet, dog. How the pills did? I did the medicine.
I'm well now, Bob, but it upset my stomach, so that's why I got to get out of it. It's upset my stomach, Bob, but I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I told you that last night, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
it's awfully strange
that you sick and Kamala Harris sick at the same time. What's going on?
Oh, man.
Well, you talking about me. It don't make no difference whether I'm sick or not. I'm going to be in Memphis tomorrow unless something happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's different by the real joke or the pump faking joke. I can be sick and still be where I'm supposed to be. I was sick when I ran Boston tonight. I couldn't hardly damn it walk. I came over there and did my job and went on back home. Boss whooped my butt.
Mm-hmm.
I took the ass whipping and went on back home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind Boss them making jokes say I left the track real fast. I only left the track because I was sick. Otherwise, I was sitting around there. That ass whooping there. You know how some ass whooping to him you get, you know, you were satisfied with it? I was satisfied with that ass whooping. And went on big beer. Yeah. I was satisfied with that one. I ain't mad. Kid, get us out of this time. You got to say, close it out. You got to, when you finish talking, kid, you got to say, get out of here. Otherwise, somebody might say something else and not be on here.
Yeah, well, everybody have a safe trip heading to Memphis for Tennessee Madness. And we're going to get out of here, dog. Safe trip.